want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
It says on the screen, this is a guy that's watching Dennis right now at the airport in Sacramento.
No, he made me leave.
What?
He made me leave. He said there's a delay or something. I'm sitting out in my car waiting for him to fall.
Waiting for him to fall?
I want him to fall.
Oh, dear. What are you doing? Are you really, okay, are you really at the airport?
Of course I am. I'm out here in the parking lot. Out here in the parking lot, and there's probably five or six different guys sitting in their cars waiting for him to fall.
Well, Dennis hasn't even gone up in the air yet.
No, he's sitting over there. We're waiting for him to take off. Uh-oh, they're all waving at me now.
Can you see Dennis?
Can I see him?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he wearing his jumpsuit?
Not yet. Oh, now they're waving me over. I'm allowed to come back.
Okay.
There's the honk. Everybody honk!
Listen, we got to get another correspondent.
Yeah, really. This guy's just way too distracted.
Guy's driving me crazy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Listening about Lewis going surfing.
Yes, body surfing tonight in the human mosh pit.
That's funny. I have a funny story. I was at a reggae party with a buddy of mine, and we were getting crazy, and he got up on stage, and the crowd was all into it because he made it up on stage, and everybody was shouting to him, and he jumped around on the stage, and he went to jump out into the crowd. Everybody moved around, and he fell, like, right on top of his head.
Oh! Well, I hope that doesn't happen to Lewis tonight.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Yes, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What station are you? We're cruising around Baltimore from D.C., and we're trying to find out what station you guys are on.
Well, bless your pea-picking heart. We're on WJFK.
Okay. 106.7?
No, honey.
Okay.
It's an AM signal. It's an AM signal.
One 300 AM.
Okay, I was just going to ask, who is it that said it like that? It was that old guy from Star Trek.
This is DeForest Kelly. 106.7 FM, 1300 AM.
I never listened to Don and Mike.
That was
this is DeForest Kelly.
I win the award for giving the most feebed out greeting to Don and Mike of any celebrity everywhere.
I'm very, very sick. All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right, goodbye now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dennis had immediately noticed Dan's broad chest and easy smile. Now, as his strong hands nimbly worked over the harness, Dennis trembled with fear and delicious excitement. Dennis felt a warmness engulf him as Dan moved him to the door of the plane.
Oh, this guy.
The instructor now snug against his bottom and shouting encouragement. Quickly, savagely, Dan shot Dennis out of the plane and into the sky. And Dennis screamed in exultant glory as a familiar, sticky feeling washed all over the front of his jumpsuit. The instructor gripped him roughly around the chest. Dennis shouted,
That's the same guy that wrote the dirty stories about my wife.
That is the guy who gets the joke, ladies and gentlemen.
He's pretty good. Hello.
That is great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, where exactly is Dennis Murphy jumping at?
Sacramento.
Yeah, where at? I'm on 80 right now in Davis.
Honey, I really don't know. I'm sorry.
He's at the He's at the Yo-Ho-Ho Pirate Airport.
Yo-Ho, really?
Yo-Yo Mama.
Okay.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Wemo.
Hey, is this Monica cigar thing tonight?
What, the Monica cigar contest? Yes, we're doing it tonight.
Yeah, you said you could only have one girl do it?
Only one girl, because you're not going to believe the cigar we have. And it's not a gag cigar. It's a real cigar. You got to come to the Las Vegas-style show tonight to see it.
We have a one-time-only cigar that you've got to come out tonight to see.
Hey, wouldn't it be great, though, to have one girl on each end?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess, why don't you just rent that tape at your local video store?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
another one of our junior producers checking in.
It's just everybody wants to you know, offer. I hope all these people are coming to the show that are giving us a little direction here.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm from Woodland, California, and I'd like to let Don and Mike know exactly where the airport that Dennis Murphy is jumping from.
All right, sure.
I guess people are gathering out there already.
Okay, I'm sure. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said, I'd like to let everybody know the airport, and then we said, okay, and then there was this silence.
I didn't know that I was on. I thought I was talking to some schmo. It's at the Yolo.
You're talking to two schmoes, okay? Not just one schmo, two schmoes.
Two big schmoes.
It's at the Yolo County Airport,
which
is just west of Sacramento between the towns of Woodland and Davis.
Yellow to match Dennis's underpants.
Y-O-L-O.
Oh, YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO. YOLO. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Go hang up and listen.
Okay. Unbelievable.
I'm on.
Hello.
I'm on the radio. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi,
Mike,
there.
He just thought he was talking to some schmo.
Absolutely. A couple of schmoes.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, I'm telling
you.
Schmoles.
Yeah, hi, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. The Sports Illustrated, that swimsuit issue, it's kind of a relief. Last week it was such a huge, big read, and this week you just kind of sit back, look at the pictures, and
yeesh.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, well, maybe if you're a high school boy, you look at those pictures and
No, I'm 25. I think that, you know, leaving a little bit to the imagination is kind of, you know, sexy. I don't like to see it all out there.
I guess that's the difference between a high school boy and a mature man like myself. That, you know, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I like seeing it all out there.
All out there for the world to see.
I'm not up for just seeing a woman half naked. I'm not up for foreplay. I'm not
full frontal nudity.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me all.
Yeah, but you know, you rent those, like, you know, get those Hustler magazines, it's all skanks and everything. You look at Sports Illustrated and it's the best. It's to get.
Are you saying Hustler magazine has skanks?
No.
Watch it
now. What magazine are you going to read?
Watch it, buddy.
I read that magazine and one word comes into my mind. Class.
Them's fighting words. We're very tight with Larry Flint Jr. on this show. Hello.
Hey, I'm dumb.
Hey, Don on my show. Hey, I'm dumb.
Hey, did any of the three of you guys ever fall in love with your teachers like in elementary school? I mean, you know, ever get like a crush on them?
Did you ever have a teacher that you fell in love with?
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, my gym teacher, Mr. Montgomery. No, I really didn't.
I didn't have any teachers that I really had a robo crush on because, unfortunately, as I was growing up, we didn't have any super robo hotties.
I had several and ended up marrying a teacher.
Good for you, bud.
I took it all the way.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Teacher.
I'm a teacher.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I just wanted to wish Dennis Sexy good luck on his jump today.
Hey, Marilyn Monroe calling in to wish Dennis greetings here.
And I was wondering if I could play the name game with you gentlemen.
Why do I have the feeling we're being set up for something here?
Like this might be a guy?
I think so.
This is so not a guy. I swear, ask any woman question you want.
Are you a sexy, hot woman?
Well, my husband thinks so.
All right, I wouldn't mind beating a woman.
Who's the celebrity? Who's the celebrity?
In the name game.
Yeah, in the name game.
In the name game.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, I've been told I look a little like Courtney Cox.
All right, I don't believe that either, but I'll play the game with you anyway.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop here. Buzz, give us a name, please.
Let's do Larry.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint.
Hold on a second. Play by the rules.
It's Don, then Mike, then man who's pretending to be a woman.
Larry Fine and Larry Gelbart. See, that's what I get for jumping ahead.
Larry Storch. Larry Flint Sr.
Larry Merchant.
Larry Drake. Larry Linville. Larry Olivier.
Larry Olivier don't count. Larry Lujack.
Larry King. Larry L.
Larry
King.
Zeiger.
Larry Lopez. Larry.
Now, who's Larry Lopez, honey? Who is Larry Lopez?
Larry Lopez.
Larry Boa.
The name of Ricky Ricardo on the Isle of Lucy show.
This is totally a shambles now.
This is a cluster.
We've all just shouted out our Larrys and it's not working.
Can I throw in a few more?
No, let's start over.
Okay.
Let's start over. Okay, this game, no jumping ahead, okay?
All right, so we only can use one.
One at a time.
When we're playing with a listener, we have to do it that way.
All right, Buzz, give us a name, please.
Let's do a tougher name this time. I don't think we've ever done Carl.
Carl Malone.
Hey!
Yeah, you're not going to play by the rules.
I'm sorry, please.
You don't go first.
I don't think we let her finish.
Okay, okay, I won't say anything.
All right, give me another name, Buzz.
Matt.
Matt Elliott.
Matt Damon.
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt Farber.
Matt. Matt Kuchar.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's a basketball player, I think.
I don't think so.
Matt Kuchar. I know it's somebody famous.
I never heard of him, really. I swear to God.
So he's an athlete, Matt Kuchar.
Matt Craven.
I never heard of him either.
He's a famous author.
Oh, come on, please, both of you guys. I never heard of either one of those.
I swear he writes science fiction. I have his books right here.
You know what I'm having trouble getting by? Is that way you're talking. It's really starting to grate on me.
I'm sorry.
Talk in your real voice.
Okay.
Matt Kavanaugh.
Who's he?
He's the offensive coordinator for some football team. He used to be a football player.
Did you have Matt Millen?
No, I did not.
All right.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Matthew Modine?
No, that's not Matt. We're playing the Matt game.
Oh. Matt Modine?
No, his name is Matthew Modine, honey.
Oh, sorry.
Now we're waiting on you.
Matthew McConaughey?
That's a Matthew.
That's not a Matt.
Mateo from All My Children, is that close?
No.
Boy, you guys are good. Matt Stella, who went to high school with me?
No.
Sorry.
But I got his name on the radio.
Yes, you did, but you didn't win the name game.
I hope you're listening, Matt.
You've been defeated.
You were so good to me.
You've been defeated.
Oh,
I'm waiting for this guy to go, hi, guys, yeah, I'm a guy.
Me too.
I swear to God, I'm not a guy. Ask me any woman question that you want.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, describe your period, please.
Well, I had it last week, and it lasted 4 days, and I'm just now getting the last remnants of it.
Ah! Well, describe it, though. I mean, you're not telling me anything that I don't know about it.
Okay, well, the 2 days before it starts, I get a little bit of cramping. And I get very, very, very anxious and whiny.
Well, no, come on. Be technical, though. I mean, you're telling me all stuff that I know from my wife having a period.
The blood?
Oh, God, no. No, I don't want to know about the blood.
Well,
thank you.
What do you want to know? I'm getting very, very upset.
I'm waiting for the man's
voice.
Yeah,
me too. Me too. What do you want to know?
All I know is what guys know, Dan. I'm like, ah.
I swear to God I'm not a guy.
That is just such a funny way of talking.
Ask me anything you want.
This is like if Jeremy Coleman called us up and pretended to be a woman, right? Ask me anything you want. Before I get my period, I'm very moody for 2 days.
I'm very offended by your comments, gentlemen.
Yes. By your comments, gentlemen.
I feel like I'm less of a woman in your eyes now.
You were when you started.
Please, sorry. Don't hurt me this way, please.
Oh, she is creeping me out. Mm-hmm.
You know, this might be one of them transsexuals.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, no! I am simply a woman trying to get a little attention on the local radio. Yes, I know you're national. Don't get in the huff, mister.
And now you do it like a...
Bad,
like Madonna.
Bad, like a local community theater group or
doing
thing.
Madonna, like when Madonna talks in that fakey British accent.
Madonna, that piece of trash?
Are you capable of speaking in a normal voice?
Let me see now. Mm-mm. Hello?
All right. Let's do a side bit on what she looks like. If I'm going to give you now that it might be a woman.
I'm going to say minimum 300 pounds.
Yeah, I think got to be a major pig.
Well, maybe so, but aren't we all happy? Aren't we all beautiful in our Lord?
Hold on a second. Pipe down there. Buzz, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess, I've gone back and forth on whether it's a man or woman, but I think a heavyset woman now.
Well, if that's true, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Okay. Robbie, what do you think?
I don't know that it's a man or a woman.
Maybe I'm kind of a halfway.
You're so cruel to people who are so nice to you and listen to your show up with your exploitation of the disabled.
Yes, we're cruel because we love.
How do we exploit the disabled?
Oh, I won't go into it. I am no one to judge. What am I but a lonely fat girl calling a radio station looking for a little attention?
Okay, bag of flour.
Oh, my God, I'm hurt.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the generic area of Rockville.
Where are you from with that phony accent you're giving us?
I may be from Rockville. I may be from Germantown.
Why can't you talk in your real voice?
Because then my family will know who I am and I'll be forever destroyed in their light.
Oh, this is a nightmare. It's like you go to a community college or something, and this is the woman that goes, "We'll be doing A Midsummer's Night's Dream by William Shakespeare." Now, emote now from the heart. Let me hear you.
You.
I got you.
Are you a guy?
Maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, we knew you were a guy from the very beginning.
As we predicted from day one.
That's true.
You have my number, gentlemen.
Now it's like, were you hoping that at the very end that you'd be able to reveal that you were a man and we would be shocked and surprised?
We called it 5 seconds into your phone call.
And I strung you along like a cheap whore.
No, you really didn't.
No.
We actually, you can't say you strung us along if we identify you as a male like 5 seconds after you call.
If
if we'd gone on and we were talking to you like you were a woman for the whole time, that would be stringing us along.
Uh-huh. Well, your first instincts were correct, sir.
Man, I feel like, I really, this is like, a sequel to Silence of the Lambs right now.
What's it like to have that voice, sir, in real life?
I don't know why you're being so mean to me, Buzzard. You're the best part of my show.
Oh, stop.
Buzzard.
Buzzard.
Oh, Buzzard.
What's your name?
My name?
No, your real name.
Your real name. Talk in your real man voice.
Well, my real name?
Yeah. And what are you, a boy?
Or are you a lesbian?
My name is Michael Dorsey.
Well, we don't know that for sure, because I'm sure someone, there's a guy named Michael Dorsey driving down the road right now. He's going, hey, that's...
Now, Rob's coming over to the
Michael
microphone.
Michael Dorsey is the name from Tootsie. Michael Dorsey was Dorothy Michael.
Oh. Way to go, Rob.
Oh, very good, Robbie.
We got a lot of sleuths around here, sir. How do you like that?
I just want to have a baby, man.
God, man.
Robbie, damn. Where's my cuckoo sound effect?
I mean, we're way late on that. Were you at Brad Pitt's house?
We're way late on that.
Now, that is a really bad stalker.
How old are you, in answer honestly?
I'm somewhere between 40 and death.
Yeah, that's a lie.
No, come on. No.
This is like some 13-year-old kid that broke into Dad's liquor cabinet today. That's kicking back with the Sports Illustrated issue.
Broke into Dad's liquor cabinet. That's after it's been up in the mommy's closet.
I'm crying real tears now. You're hurting me in every way you know how, gentlemen.
You know, I wish I'd like to hurt you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I'd love to hurt you.
Oh, my God. How pathetic to make fun of someone so lonely and desperate as to call your show. Oh, I love your show, by the way. It's so funny and irreverent. But you're hurting me just the same.
Do you think this guy's out of the closet yet?
I have no idea. This guy, I don't know if he's out of his cell.
Oh, my God.
How old are you? Really, how old are you?
Really, how old am I?
And,
really,
and you,
in God's eyes, I'm 40.
No,
in your real voice.
Okay.
How old are you really? Don't lie to us or
I'm
hang
really
up on
40.
You.
I'm really 40.
And you owe it to the listening audience to tell our listeners a little bit about you, because they've been suffering through this.
Otherwise, I'm going to hang up on you and you'll just be a part of history, never to be repeated.
Dust.
What do you want to know?
First of all, I don't believe you're 40.
Neither do I. You sound like a teenage boy.
You sound like a teenager.
Thank you.
Are you a teenager? You can be honest with us.
No, I'm 40 years old. I told you that, gentlemen.
You're not 40.
Yes, I am.
What year were you born?
1959.
Well, that's easy.
I would like to go on the record as saying I have not identified gender yet.
Mm-hmm.
100% either way. I don't know whether this is a woman or a man.
I'll stick by the original thought that it's a guy.
It's a guy.
But of course, with all the, you know, oh, I think that you're being very cruel to me, to all disabled people. What was the year you graduated high school?
I never graduated. I never really graduated.
No, you're a kid. See, your material is betraying you as a kid. Yeah, see, your lack of comebacks are betraying you.
Work it out on paper right now. Do the paperwork. 59 plus 18.
I graduated in 1977. Am I right?
Oh. Is she right?
The mystery person. The mystery it.
Is she right? Is she right?
Wow.
All right, listen, your 15 minutes are up on this show.
I thank you so much. I'm going to replay this tape a million times and show all my friends.
I don't doubt that.
Thank you, wonderful gods of radio and everybody.
Neener nanny, neener nanny, neener nanny.
You take care, cousin it.
Okay, goodbye. It's definitely a guy. Definitely a guy. Definitely a guy.
Let me please be myself.
Definitely a man.
That's amazing.
Definitely a man.
Oh, my God, you ruined me for every other man. I'm stained with your questioning blood.
Excessively creepy.
And I'm going to guess maybe, if not already, at some point in the future, self-castration.
Yeah.
Genital mutilation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
You are cruel, 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 cruel. You'll rue the day you messed with me. You'll rue it like you rue your childhood birth.
getting a little violent now.
Here we go. You rule the day, you screwed with this bitch.
Calm down now.
Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
This is just some guys getting turned on by staying on the show.
I think he's really getting turned on.
Oh, God, yes. Ever so much. Thank you so much, please.
You said we have your number. You want us to have your number, don't you?
No, I do not. Please don't exploit me. I'll hang up right now if you don't reveal my number.
Okay, good. That's the deal. Hang up right now.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Love you.
Okay.
Spooky.
Wow, very spooky.
Okay.
Very hard to figure. Go figure. Hello.
Ooh, don't exploit me. I love you, boys.
18-year-old woman wannabe.
Hello. Not on my show.
Hello.
I still think it might have been like a teenage boy.
Yeah, yeah. It sure could
I
be.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Sure could be. But, you know, when he, she, it spoke in the regular voice, there's just so much femininity in there.
Ambiguity.
Yes.
But stuck to the, I'm 40 years old, and what year did you graduate high school?
I didn't graduate. 77, is that right?
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just calling to wish you two sweethearts a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, same to you.
A bit early.
Same to you.
Aren't you simply charming? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Oh, and what were you doing? I didn't hear if you said any Matt, so the only two I was thinking was Matt Damon and Matt Dillon.
A little late on that, aren't
we?
Well,
I know, but, you know.
Mrs. Carmichael.
You've tainted your Valentine's call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
You guys are rocking up here on the Cape.
Right on.
Hey, I was listening to you, and you were talking about teachers, that, you know, with the porn thing. I had a teacher in high school that was arrested for producing soft porn.
All right, thank you.
All right, you must be very proud.
All right.
Yeah, I was proud of him.
Here's all I have to say about this show today.
This hobby is so gone crazy.
Sure has.
Sure.
All right, let's break it. We'll come right back.
Okay.
All right, are you ready for a real technological type advancement?
Yes, I am ready to go to the airplane.
Let's go live via satellite somewhere on their way up to 14,000 feet above the Earth.
Very good. Let's see if I can pull it up now. Hello?
I can't hear the show. All I hear is static.
Hello, Dennis.
Dennis, can you hear us?
Come in, Dennis Murphy. Hello? Dead man walking.
Dennis, are you there?
Come in, Dennis P. Murphy.
Well, we can hear Dennis, but obviously there's a little problem with Dennis hearing us. Sounds like they're trying to get things organized.
This is the greatest thing ever, isn't it? Dennis up in an airplane?
As long as we can hear him scream when he drops, that's the main thing.
Now, you loved the experience, the whole thing, even when you went out with the instructor, right?
It was the biggest thrill that I've ever had in my life, bar none. I mean that seriously. Nothing's going to happen to Dennis. This is going to be a great experience for him, just like it was for me.
This is cool. I mean, I love the fact that we're able to hear this, and I hope Dennis can... Ooh, that nasty little...
Dennis? Hello? Come in, Dennis.
We're waiting to hear. I can hear the sound of an airplane.
We were just told before we went on the air here, after that commercial set, that they're on their way up right now, that the plane is gaining altitude.
Very good.
Now, when I jumped, the first time I jumped from 8,000 feet.
8,000 feet.
Second time from 10,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. So this is higher than
that. Dennis is going from 14,000 feet.
And it's supposed to be a beautiful day in Sacramento.
That's what we hear.
Hello?
I wish we could hear Dennis.
Dennis, say something. Hello, Dennis. Oh, all right. Let me take a phone call.
All right. Very good.
Then we'll see if we can work out the problem with Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Waiting for Dennis.
I'm just calling to say thank you very much. Today you've made my sick day go by a lot better.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, thanks.
I'm sitting home sick with the flu.
You need some Vicks Vapor Rub?
I need something.
Rubbed on your chest?
Yeah.
On your chesticles? On your breasticles?
You guys are silly.
Baby. Hold on. Here's our producer, Charlie.
Dennis is talking now. He wants to know if he can hear you.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Charlie. Hold on there, sick lady. Hold on.
Hey, Dennis, can anybody hear us on the plane?
Come in, Dennis.
Hey,
Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, he's on the plane right now, and they're just taking off, so it's hard for him to hear.
Who is this, Dave? Dan?
This is Matt.
Matt, are you part of the ground crew?
Yes.
Is John okay? The volume's right?
Huh?
They're
taking
so confusing.
Off right now.
They're taking off right now?
Yes.
How long?
The talk.
I think you're seeing the right man for the job as usual.
How long until Dennis can talk to us?
Okay. I can hear it.
Hello.
I think he can hear you now. Huh?
Dennis, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hey, Dennis Murphy.
There he is. Dennis, tell us what you're doing right now.
We're going up on a plane.
Going up on a plane. He can paint a picture, can he?
Right now, I can see,
all right, are you in the air now, Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis, how high are you right now?
How high? 1,000.
So he's only 1,000. Just starting. You must have just taken off, Dennis.
Yeah. We just did.
How long will it take you to get up to 14,000 feet?
How long will it take us to get to 14,000 feet? How long?
About 13 minutes.
Oh, 13 minutes.
Oh. All right. Dennis?
Yeah.
Yellow, hello.
That freaked me out.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh,
hello.
Well, that's assisted in my...
What are we hearing now?
It's like interference, man. Hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Dennis. We can hear you, Dennis.
I can hear you.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, did you hear that, Dennis?
Oh,
God. All right, you could hear that.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Oh, my God.
What, Dennis?
Oh, we're just going up.
You're just going up?
Just going up.
Is it a nice, smooth flight, Dennis?
Yeah, right now, I can see trees, I can see farmland, I can see,
This is so cool.
Right, hold on, I got a guy on the phone who says he can see Dennis in the plane. Hey, sick lady, I got to let you go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. All
right, here's a guy in Sacramento who says he can see Dennis's plane right now. Hello?
No, hey, Don.
Hey, is this Britt?
Yeah, that's me.
Can you see Dennis's plane?
They just went out of view south by southwest of here.
All right, so they're making their ascent to 14,000 feet, and it's going to take about 10 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about 300 yards south of the runway where my house is.
Hold on, Dennis is screaming.
Listen to him screaming. What, Dennis?
We are aware that we're keyed down. This is a test.
Hello?
Dennis, can you hear us?
Come in, Dennis. Dead man walking. Splat.
There seems to be some sort of interference there.
Hello?
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 I got you.
All right, we got you, Dennis. How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Dennis?
Yeah.
What is the airplane like?
The airplane is like a...
Cessna Caravan.
The 728. And right now, I'm nervous.
Dennis, you're entitled to be nervous.
You're doing okay, Dennis.
You're doing a good job, buddy.
Okay, we're sitting on a hump, getting ready to jump.
He is nervous. You know, I think he's doing a great job considering how nervous he is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here again, Mr.
Oh, my God.
Why are you saying, oh, my God?
What?
Because the plane's going up higher and higher. But, Dennis, there's nothing to worry about. You're going to be strapped to that other guy. Hello?
Yeah.
Dennis, nothing to worry about.
Okay.
It's going to be fun, man. You're going to be strapped to the other guy.
Okay, I can just barely hear you. You're saving in and out.
Dennis, are you strapped in a seat right now?
Yes, I'm strapped in a seat.
Is the door open?
The door's not open yet.
The door's not open, okay.
Right. Dennis, I have to play commercials. Don't jump before I'm done with the commercials.
We can't jump until they come back from commercial. We can't jump.
We're fine. We've got lots of time.
Okay.
Lots of time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
All right. There's Dennis Murphy live from the air over.
That is so amazing.
Over Northern California.
That is so amazing. And, hey, I'm giving a round of applause to Dennis
Murphy.
Yeah,
he's doing good.
Oh, wow.
This is his best gig since he ran with the Bulls.
Oh, and he's going to be a hero in Sacramento all weekend.
Amen.
So you saw the plane take off, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, sir.
All right. Tell you what, though, they do like almost 200,000 operations a year out here. and they hardly ever lose anybody.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know I watched the TNT presentation of the swimsuit issue last night.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, they showed them how they painted. They showed the photographers. They interviewed the models and stuff. And Rebecca Romaine Stamos said one of the craziest things. She said, well, how did I feel when, you know, they asked me to do the swimsuit issue? How did Louis Armstrong feel when he landed on the moon?
Duh.
Louis Armstrong. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, you see why she married Blackie Parrish.
Yeah, there you go.
What's Dennis doing now? Well, let me see where he's at. Dennis? Dennis?
That's not the plane, is it?
I thought that was the sound of Dennis's jumpsuit.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Dennis?
That sounds great, man.
About to go to commercial set right now. What is your altitude? Over.
6,000.
6,000 feet.
7,000.
7,000.
Halfway there.
So you're halfway there. Over.
They're hooking me up now.
They're hooking you up. Over.
They're hooking him up with the parachute and his instructor.
Godspeed, Dennis Murphy. Over.
Oh, thank you.
You hang in there, Dennis. It's going to be fun.
Hey.
Why were they doing that?
God.
What are they doing to you, Dennis?
I'm getting hooked up again.
To Dan, his instructor.
Okay.
Okay.
Hook down to me.
Okay.
Well, this is so cool. This is the coolest. This is a lot better than I ever could have dreamed.
There's some good technology happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Echo! Echo!
Echo! Echo! Over! Over! Roger! Roger!
What, Dennis?
Would you like a cranberry juice, Dennis? Because when you're done, I'm sure your butt will be bleeding. Hello, Dennis.
All 4 points are hooked up to
over.
All right, listen, he's getting hooked up right now. Let's do a commercial set, and when we come back...
The jump of Dennis Murphy.
The Life and Times continue, live from Sacramento.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, winner in the victory circle. I can't get it. Here it comes. Hey, it's sticking through. It's sticking.
They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But now, back to the Life and Times of Dennis Murphy. All of this unfolding live over the skies of Northern California.
Dennis is getting ready to skydive from 14,000 feet in Sacramento.
Right now, they've got the buttons pressed in the right position this time. We should be able to hear Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Come in, Dennis.
Putting the goggles on.
Putting the goggles on.
How soon before you jump, Dennis?
How soon? How soon?
1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute.
All right. 1 minute to jump.
Dennis, what are you going to yell when you jump out of the airplane?
Good man.
Way to go, Dennis.
Dennis, any final words? Dennis?
I think they're going through the check.
Check.
Dennis, any final words?
Dollar?
Yes.
It's been fun. I will make it.
He will make it.
That's the right attitude.
Good man.
And I guess we'll just turn it over to you, Dennis.
Okay.
You're going to have to walk us through it, ladies and gentlemen. In perhaps his final appearance on the Don and Mike Show, Dennis Murphy.
Okay, right now, we're getting ready. The door will be open in a second or two.
All right, door will be open in a second or two.
Yeah.
You finally got your dream, Dennis. You are running the show.
I'm running my show.
The Dennis Murphy Show.
All right, you just tell us what they're doing.
I just gave the photographer five.
All right, you high-five the photographer.
Okay. Right now, the photographer is getting ready to go.
God, I'm moving.
No, it's all right, Dennis.
Don't be nervous, Dennis. It's fun, man. You'll love it.
We're turning on Jump Run now.
Fuck some government.
Here we go. This is it.
30 seconds.
This is it. Coming down now. Okay. Dennis, you're going to love this. You are going to love it.
Okay. You're going to do fine, Dennis. You're going to do fine.
The door is open. The door is open.
Dennis.
All right,
now
we're
ready for
this. Yeah. Yeah. Right now,
Dennis, can you hold on 1 second? Dennis, can you wait 1 second before you jump?
Wait one second.
Hold on 1 second.
There's a girl on the phone who wants to be a bridesmaid for tomorrow's nude wedding.
You blow me away.
Excellent. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you want to be a bridesmaid for tomorrow's nude wedding?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic.
What's your name?
It's Tina.
Tina, where are you from?
I live in Fairfax, but I work in Falls Church.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Take your time.
He had 30 seconds to jump. Now, come on, put it back on. Okay. Everybody wants to hear it.
Okay.
What? He jumped already.
He has jumped. Oh, come on, you mean? See, I thought he would wait. See, when I went up... Sorry.
All right, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's Dennis.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
This is good play-by-play.
Jesus. I didn't yell like this when I did it, man.
Dennis?
Dennis, is the chute open?
Dennis? Dennis, yes, Dennis!
We hear you.
Dennis!
Has the chute... Has the chute...
This is great, he said.
Man, after that, it sounded like a...
What? What? This is the sound of great, I guess.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
He loves it. He's laughing too. Hey, Dennis.
Oh my God.
Dennis.
Oh, the humanity.
This is unbelievable. Is the chute open?
Sorry, you missed the jump. See, I thought they would hold him until we said we're ready to go.
It sounds like the chute might be open, huh?
Oh, God.
Dennis? Can you hear us?
Dennis, can you hear us? This is quality.
This is great commentary, huh?
Yeah, he's going to go good play-by-play here.
Unbelievable.
You what?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You'll never talk the same way again.
God.
Right. Yeah, I understood that. Oh, my God. Dennis, can you hear us yet?
It's up for him to hear when he's going,
Dennis, can you hear us? Has the chute opened? Has the chute opened? What? Dennis!
I can see a lot of farmland.
I can see a lot of farmland.
Oh, my God!
The chute must be open by now.
Oh, I see Sacramento!
You can see Sacramento.
Unbelievable!
All right, now hold on. I got a guy on the phone who says he can see them falling.
Oh,
hey, girl, can you hold on a second, lady?
No problem.
Okay, hold on. All right, now here's a guy who says he can see them falling right now. Hello, is this Britt again?
Hey, you better have done it.
It's great, man. They're just floating around up there like a big old snowflake.
I'm San Francisco.
The chute's open?
Both chutes, yeah. The photographer hangs already down, but the chute's wide open. It's, they're just going around in big lazy circles.
All right, the chute is open. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for that confirmation.
Thanks that we needed a guy on the ground to tell us because Dennis was too busy going, But he's doing a good job now. He sounds like he's calming down.
Moo, moo, coo, coo, how you doing?
Okay. The parachute is steering.
The parachute is what?
Steering.
Steering. The parachute's steering.
Very technical.
Yeah, Dynamite, hey. You're about 1,000 feet up.
Right, 1,000 feet up. That must have been one of the engineers talking to us.
Yeah, 1,000 feet up, he's dropping.
And he's doing good? They're doing well?
All right, the landing is fun. From when I did this, the landing is maybe almost as much fun as falling out of the plane. The landing was very cool.
I'm scared.
Terrific play-by-play.
I'm scared, he just said. I'm scared.
Okay. Line it up. Okay. We'll
land it right
now.
Line it up.
We'll
here we go.
And
okay.
He's telling him what to do.
Can you help me put my feet up?
Yeah.
Put your own feet out, Dennis. Just about landed. Great commentary.
I never
huh?
thought I'd be annoyed at him. All right, let's... He did it. Ladies and gentlemen,
he's alive.
He has landed successfully.
He did it.
He's alive. I know that his scream of joy might have confused some of you, and you might have thought he was seriously injured.
We are heading to Dennis. Stand by.
All right, the rescue team is making its way out to Dennis right now.
We're just about at ground zero.
We're just about at ground zero, you heard.
Dennis, Dennis.
Dennis just used the F word. He said it was un-effing believable.
Well done right now.
Yeah. I can't heal. Hold on.
Hello.
Dennis, can you hear us, Dennis?
Dennis.
Come.
Dennis.
Hello.
Wasn't it great? I love it, he says.
You would think that he might win some fans by doing this, and I'm afraid that might not be the case.
Mike, I did it!
You did it, Dennis.
I did it!
He's alive!
Way to go, Dennis. Good work, Dennis. Way to go. Hey, Dennis, you're a hero. You're a hero. Stop screaming.
He's an American hero.
You're an American hero, Dennis.
Dennis, you gotta stop saying the F word.
Dennis, get it. Come on now.
Okay,
all right, now, Dennis, you gotta calm down just a little bit. I know we're very proud of you.
Dennis, wasn't that fun? Please don't say the F word.
It looks fun, Don. It looks exciting. It looks hilarious. It looks exciting. I can see everything.
Dennis, Dennis, you are an American hero.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Dennis.
Oh, my God.
He's alive. I'll be paying off all those bets I made 2 hours ago.
Right now, a whole bunch of people by me. I love so many people around me. Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Modern American hero.
Dennis Murphy.
G.I. Joe for a new generation.
And Dennis, it doesn't sound like there's a scratch on you. You made it without any even any bumps and bruises.
You know what? I landed on my ass, Mike.
You landed on your butt.
I landed on my ass. I'm unbelievable.
Okay, all right. All right. He loved it.
I got it.
He did it. Okay. King of the world.
Oh, my God. Hey, I have a reporter here. Reporter, come here.
Who's this now?
A reporter.
Who are you from?
Woodland Daily Democrat.
What do you want to ask me?
I want to ask you, what was your first thought when you jumped out of the plane?
Oh, my God. Hey, Don.
Yes.
I forgot to say you're long enough.
That's all right, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, God.
Those screams.
You're long enough.
Dennis,
can you imagine what it would sound like if you hurt Dennis? I mean, those were the screams of Dennis having a fantastic time jumping out of the airplane.
Yeah, Dennis, it sounded like you were being hurt. We really thought you were in agony going down there.
Oh, no! I was excited! You know, unbelievable! I've got to see San Francisco. I've got to see Sacramento. I've got to see Davis. I've got to see everything!
You sound very excited.
Oh, nice! I am.
Oh, that's right.
Dennis, is that the greatest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God, John, you were right. This was exhilarating, it was exciting, and it was dangerous, but guess what?
What?
I made it!
Oh, I know. You made it. You made it. Okay.
Yeah!
Hey, reporter, he's coming down now.
Democrat, will you go up again?
No, I think once is enough. Once is enough. And there's no way in the world I will go solo. I need somebody to catch. And by the way, John, yeah, oh God, this is unbelievable.
Did you soil yourself?
Next done for the Dynamite Show.
Oh, no, you know what? I didn't upchuck.
You're a hero.
Oh,
Dennis, who do you want to thank? You should thank the pilot and the guy that jumped with you and all the engineers.
Dan, where are you?
Hey, Dennis. Yeah, I want to remind you, Dennis, you have a microphone. We can hear you. You don't need to scream anymore.
I have to say, Dan, my instructor. Dan, how about you?
He did great. He did a wonderful job. We talked about that 8,000-foot cutoff level, but we could beat the odds.
God, it's unbelievable. Okay, anything else you want to know from me, John?
No, we'd just like to thank the engineers from KHTK. Did a marvelous job of letting us hear that today.
That was terrific.
I'm not the engineers of KHTK. Who was a pilot of a plane?
Ray Farrell.
Yeah, Ray Farrell flew the plane and it didn't crash.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
Modern American hero. Call us tomorrow and let us know what your night was like tonight.
Oh, my God! Hey, guess what? I'm going to Tahoe tomorrow.
I know you're going to Tahoe tomorrow. All right, don't pull a Sonny Bono tomorrow when you're skiing now.
Guess what? You know what?
What?
I'm going to spend all the time of life having a lot of 12 ounces.
That's a shocker.
Unbelievable.
All right, unbelievable. Thank you, Dennis.
Good job.
Yes, Dennis.
Mike, yeah. Yeah, a good job for you.
Dennis, you did a great job. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, Buzz, how do you like it?
You're my hero, Dennis. My hero.
Thank you. Hey, God, I've got one special question.
Yes, Dennis.
Can I be in your inner circle of friends?
He wants to be in your inner circle of friends.
No. No. No, Dennis, I love you, okay?
I love you. Dennis, you know we all love you here.
Don, since I did this, can I just play one poker game with you all? Please? Please?
No. No, I'm sorry. Thank you, though, Dennis. Great job.
Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
If you have a poker game, can I come over to your house for a poker game?
Maybe.
Please?
Maybe.
Okay! Yes!
You're telling him there's a chance.
Yeah, I gotta tell him there's a chance. All right.
I guess I'll see you later.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
See you tomorrow, Dennis. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye.
He's a hero.
Oh, man!
There he goes again to the un-effing believable.
Dennis Murphy, modern American hero.
John Glenn of the 90s.
Godspeed, Dennis Murphy.
Great job.
He will spend the weekend in Sacramento being a hero.
Right. Getting the flowers, taking all the acceptance. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Much as it pains me to say, he deserves it.
Yeah.
True.
Dennis Murphy, everybody.
All right, I'm starting to get a headache now.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Terrific play-by-play. I was, you know, when he landed especially, I didn't know, you know, when it didn't sound like it was successful because it really sounded like maybe he'd driven his leg up into his head.
We were concerned. Who knows with all that? That's the only thing he said the whole time.
Wow.
All right, now.
Let's take care of this bridesmaid for tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's the lady that it all started with.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Lady, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, now you wanted to be a nude bridesmaid for tomorrow's naked wedding?
Yeah.
Beautiful. What's your first name?
It's Tina.
Tina, where are you from?
I live in Fairfax, but I work in Falls Church.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was just told Demi Moore, but blonde with big tatas.
Oh, you're in, baby. You're in.
See you tomorrow for the nude wedding. You're one of our guest bridesmaids.
Great.
Okay, hold on just a second, please.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Hold Two on. Good things. Dennis makes it, and we've got a bridesmaid.
Who else on the line? Hello, Don on my show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have just two words. Quality entertainment. I had to stop everything. I mean, I subtitled for Japanese animation. I edit. I screwed up everything. The script, everything. I had to stop it. This was the greatest moment.
How do you say Dennis Murphy is a hero in Japanese?
Dennis Murphy, Hachima Hiro Tata.
Yes, all over the world, people are weighing in with Dennis Murphy being a hero.
Dennis Murphy is my hero.
Dennis Murphy, konnichiwa.
Hello.
You guys are unbelievable. I swear to God. Unbelievable.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Hey, Don.
Yeah,
all the years I've been listening, couldn't understand a word Dennis said, but one thing that he said today came right out over the radio.
Oh, I know the F word. He said it like three times, and I hit the delay all three times, and the third time, I don't think it caught it.
Perfectly audible.
Oh, my God. Out of all the things that guy says, that's the one thing that was understandable. Effing unbelievable.
Wonderful. Well, you know, it's a life. It's beating the odds, you know? Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was un-effing believable.
Okay.
And I would like to say Dennis Murphy, Dennis Murphy is a hero in Swahili, it being Black History Month. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Dennis Murphy, ungagaba sabena,
ungagaba. All right, thank you.
I don't think that was authentic language.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism. And I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you
pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual Newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America and have our salute to my man Duke Siebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like holes, not poles. Don and Mike.
All right. Oh, cash call time. Let's do that right now.
Oh, boy.
And then we got tons of other stuff to get to on today's episode. Hope you know how much is in the cash call jackpot, the cotton picking cash call jackpot. We haven't announced it yet on today's episode, so this will be a follow-over from Friday's episode.
That's right. Looking forward to it, too. Hope
do you have,
huh?
Do you have the answer, speaking of condoms? Do you have the answer in your wallet along with your condom?
I don't know what happened over the weekend, but I misplaced it.
I have no freaking idea.
You don't know either, bro.
I'm going to write it down, and I'm just going to try to guess.
Everybody on the show is at a loss.
Hold on a second.
I got it here. I wrote it down from Friday's episode. What, Mike? No. It's not $1 million. No. Buzz?
I don't know.
No, you win.
No. All right. So I guess we're just going to have to wait. But you know, right?
Yeah, I hope I got the right amount.
Good.
Rob, that's what I wrote down on Friday. Is it?
I believe so.
Perfect. Oh, you know what? This is even funnier. All right. Now, as you know, the entries that we pick are generated by computer.
That's right.
Where the computer says, take entry number 74 of 5,000. So everybody gets an equal chance to win. Here's the entry that somebody sent in. This is one that was not faxed and sent in.
Yes.
I'll read it to you as it was handed to me.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, I listen to you in Mobile, Alabama on WABB. I listen to the whole show. And there's a phone number, and there's no name.
No name at all.
No name at all.
Doesn't get any more basic than that. All the incredible technology we have at our disposal for communication between individuals, and we get that.
Hello, and thank you for calling
writing.
CMS. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time during this message.
Don't.
If you wish to speak to an operator, press 201.
This ought to be interesting. Say Mobile?
Mobile, Alabama.
Ask for Scooter.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hello, this is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Hi, are you the lady that entered our cash call and didn't send her name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got your invite, your entry, but you didn't put your name on it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. What is your name?
Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So we're calling you. Look at this. We got your entry. And what a stroke of luck.
This is very lucky that we actually made it through to her.
We got your entry in the cash call game.
You and I came up to the switchboard.
There's no name on this, yet we received your letter and contacted you. Christy in Mobile, Alabama, how much is in the cotton picking cash call jackpot?
$251.
$251. No.
No, Christy.
No.
Just another detail that wasn't sweated.
Christy, that buzzer's for you, honey.
Sorry,
Christy.
Bye.
What, were you running away now? Hello?
She's gone.
She's done.
Oh, now come on.
She's out of there.
Come on.
She didn't want to play our reindeer game.
Well, I'm just going to call her back.
Very frustrated. You know, we didn't even get a chance to make nice.
Perhaps she was embarrassed.
Yeah, you know, a lot
Hello,
of people
and thank
are embarrassed.
You for calling CMS. If you know
you. Call Christy again.
Well, come on. Don't hang up on us. Jesus Christ. Hey, Christy.
Christy.
Hey,
hang on just a second.
Why'd you hang up on us? Some of your favorite DJs.
Let me get it for you, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Run back to her desk.
Crying her eyes out.
Oh, God.
I hope.
Oh, no.
She's just jumped off the building.
Hello.
Hey, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, is everything all right?
Yeah.
Why'd you just hang up on us?
I thought you were hanging up on me.
No, we always like to make a little nice chit-chat after, even when we get somebody who doesn't win.
I was excited. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah.
And, you know, we wanted to rub it in a little bit. But, I mean, out of, like, we've received 8,000 entries at this contest, and you didn't even write down your goddamn name. We happened to call you out of the blue, and you didn't know. That's all we wanted to say.
Well, you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. Well, what do you have to take into consideration?
That I'm from Mobile.
Oh, Christy. Right. Well, listen, we hope you win next time.
Okay.
Like there'll be a next time.
No.
Listen, I just wanted to just play you one tape. Christy? Christy?
Oh, my God.
Christy.
She did it again.
She hung Christy. Up again.
Now, wait a minute. You know, for a receptionist, for somebody who answers the phone, that's not great phone
that's
etiquette.
The second one I'm wondering about.
I think she's steamed.
That's twice now. That's twice she hung up.
Thanks for calling CMS.
The second time she hung up, and we just wanted to play her the tape.
She's bitter.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Christy, please.
One moment. Yes.
Christy?
What?
Stop hanging up on us.
Stop that.
I thought you hung up on me.
No.
We weren't done with you yet.
We wanted to play a tape for you.
All right, this tape's for you, Christy, okay? All right, please don't hang up.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it! You blew it!
All right, that's all.
And that's a new record for, you know, staying on the line with somebody that that actually lost the contest.
Christy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought for a minute, I thought I heard a click, and I thought she was going again.
Thank you very much for not hanging up that time.
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening to our show.
You're welcome.
Even though not as faithfully as you should have. Thank you, though.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
That went well.
Wow. All right.
All right, what are we going to change the total to?
Well, it was $113.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You thought it was $1 million.
I thought it was $1 million.
We're going to add 56 bucks. Okay? So that means next step. It's
$169?
$169.
Oh, that's a good number.
In a Chinese restaurant, if you order number 69, it's toucan chew.
Ew.
$169 the next time we make a cotton picking cash call. Want to be our next big wiener? Here's Dude Walker.
If you want to enter the cash call contest, get together your name, the times you listen, your phone numbers, and the station where you catch the show, and fax it to 1-800-636-6410. Or mail it to Cash Call, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Back to you, Don and Mike.
Thanks, dude. Always an adventure on this show.
Certainly is. You never know what's going to happen.
With a cash call game. So next time, $169. Please don't say we didn't tell you.
That's for sure.
And make sure you write down, if you enter the contest, the times that you listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
because that's the only time that we'll call to give you the chance to win the money. See, like on this letter, the unsigned letter, she wrote, I listened to the whole show.
That's mm-hmm. right. The more information you give us, the better your chances to win.
Like okay. your name. Yeah, one more thing I wanted to get to in this break was a letter that we received.
Okay.
Now, we get lots of crazy mail, but this is way up there.
A lot of kooky, crazy mail.
First off, take a look at the handwriting on this, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Right, any relation to Christie?
This is like from the Ted Kaczynski School of Writing. Dear Don and Mike, fans of Radio Godness, don't forget your crew. Through the years of radio programming, period. Did you never...
Okay. I was waiting for, like, the theme to take, like, perhaps something to tie the sentence, and now no. you've made it crystal clear.
Did you never think of overseas market, period, radio, question mark, possibility could be endless, period, mining your radio program, period, the gods of radio program show, period, bloody good idea, huh? Guys, question mark. Reasons I write to you, period, because, comma, no one seemed to listen to my ideal, dot, dot, dot.
dot, dot, dot.
My ideal is to build a place, period. Put people to work, period. Get people a place to live, period. Have some money in their pocket, period.
Wow.
So, people can turn, period.
Is that Dan Quayle?
And say, comma, thank you for giving me a home, period.
Mm-hmm.
Life which I can live, period.
It's not Magic Christian, is it?
I will create about 150 jobs, period.
Not.
I need your voice to promote my ideal, period. Making donation for the people, period. Who, period, want to become unemployed,
ooh, period.
I will not be making a dime, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came to you, period. People will making a good choice, period. Donation from common people to the big name corporation, period. Make an appointment, period. Please call me at...
That has a phone number. Very good. Love to speak with this individual.
Please do not radio my number over the air, period.
Very good.
Wish to come to you on the air and talk about this project.
As do we.
Period. Looking forward to seeing you in person, period. Leave a message if I'm present, comma. Your fan,
oh, wow.
Mr. Garner.
Mr. Garner, James Garner. Ever since he started doing those 10-10-3-2-1 commercials.
Well, he took some falls in the Rockford Files. He hasn't been the same since.
Leave a message if I'm present.
All right. I just read it to you as written.
Very good.
I mean, we get some koozy, crazy, kooky mail.
We do indeed.
This is way up there.
Probably a busy guy.
Hello?
God, I wish he was there. I hope his voice is on the machine.
Hello, please.
Please make statement. Time. Number. And I'll get that with you.
Oh. Well, I think you get what you pay for.
Again. Thank you.
Hey, fits the writing.
Hey, Mr. Gardner.
How you doing?
It's Don and Mike.
We got your wonderful letter.
This isn't James Gardner, is it?
Garner, the baseball guy?
Oh. Hold on. Are you going to start playing the Garner game with me?
I can't help myself.
Garner. I cannot come up with one single Garner.
There are not a lot of Garners.
James Garner, baseball player. Mike? King of the Garners.
King of the Garners, including this man. That means he's my subject.
Hey, listen, Mr. Garner. It's Don and Mike. We received your wonderful letter, and we would love to talk to you about it in length at some point.
Have you thought about writing professionally?
So please, call us on our toll-free line. You know the phone number. We'll be waiting for your call.
Thank you.
Goodbye. There's been two real-life human beings calling you.
We're by good.
Period. Comma. Dot, dot, dot. All right, bye-bye.
We left a message because he was present.
Bye-bye.
There you
That's
go.
What it said. All right, Rob, please put that in our kooky, crazy letter file.
Crazy.
And maybe at some point that guy will call us back. Hello, it'd probably be right when we're in the middle of something
That's
else. Course.
That's right.
Like it always is. Hello, Donna Mike.
Garner, I hardly knew her.
Was he playing a Garner game?
Yeah, Garner, I hardly knew her. I was thinking if Mr. Garner does call back, I wonder if there's a room on that airplane for Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mousy Garner was a fill-in for the Three Stooges.
Well, that's so easy now after the fact.
Listen, Doug, haven't you heard us yell at guys who always call after we're done with the name game? When you've had time to sit back in your easy chair and come up with someone else with the last name of Garner?
Hey, bud, I just called you straight out.
Well, no, but it doesn't count. If it's after the competition,
you've had...
Hey, all this was a hint, pal.
Hey, listen.
If you don't
hey,
like
listen. First off, listen, first off, buddy. Pal. Listen, buddy. I'm not your pal, okay? Okay?
You understand that, buddy?
If only I could be like you.
All right, we're going to have to make an example out of you.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, did he hang up on us?
Yes, he's gone, did. That big wimp.
He hang up on us?
That big wimp.
If only. 1-3-0-1.
All right, get that number, please. I'm going to call that guy back. Call him back and challenge him to the name game.
That's right.
Because if there's anything that fries my ass,
yes,
is somebody calling after we're already done with the name game, which is incredible pressure.
It certainly is.
Real easy to sit there on your easy chair and go, oh, Mouse Gardner. Yeah, I just came up with that 5 minutes after they were done with the name game.
I'm sure he'll want to play the game with us now since he's such a good friend.
Buddy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
I just want to tell you, I know about Don's obsession with Helen Hunt, and I'm told about once every couple of weeks that I look exactly like her.
Baby.
Would you like to come to a wedding on Friday?
Yes. The naked wedding?
Yes.
I so wanted to be in it, but I don't have anyone to marry.
Okay, well, listen.
Doesn't matter.
You could still be involved.
I will get naked and do this.
Oh, great. We'd love to have you as a maid of honor.
Really?
Yeah, I mean a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I don't believe this. She's going to look like Misery. Like, what's her name?
No. Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates.
I want to believe.
You probably look like the Kane lady.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
So you want to come down here and be a bridesmaid?
I do. What time?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
One of my lemmings will give you the information.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
It was so kind of low-key that, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be true. Now are we going to call the guy that wants to play the name game? Mousy Garner.
For goodness sakes, at least stay on the line with us.
And then we can actually try the name game now. on an even playing field.
Hey, I've been trying to call you guys, man.
All right, pal. Listen, hold on, buddy. You're the guy that hung up, and I had to get your number off the caller ID.
My kids were getting in the car.
Okay, well, we're ready now to put it on an even playing field, pal.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Buzz?
Hey, I just called in to give you a tip on
that
for real.
No, hold on.
But I'm glad to say that.
Haven't you ever heard us when we get mad at people that do that, though?
No.
You've never heard that.
Well, the rule. You know, I really haven't, but I'm sure you have, and that's cool.
And what we normally do is we like to put it on an even playing field and have the fresh version of the name game, so you, Mr. Monday Morning Quarterback, can go against us head to head.
No problem. I'll go against you head to head, but you have to concede victory when it's all over.
Oh, like if you beat us? Do you know
like
that
if I beat you? You,
me and Mike have never been beaten by a listener in the name game.
Undefeated.
That's right.
Undefeated, pal.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Buzz, give us a name, please.
Say hi, Ben. Ben.
That would be Ben Kingsley.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Franklin.
That would be Gentle Ben.
Ben Stiller.
Big Ben.
That would be Ben Peterson, our janitor.
Did you have Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, Ben. Ben. Ben.
How about Bend Over?
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I'm out.
Okay, Private Ben, jump in.
No, nope. Doesn't count.
It's got to be
come
a Ben.
On, what do you mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count. You got to move on. Now. You got to come up with a Ben.
Are you ready to be knocked out right now? Ben Hur, Ben Hogan. I'm now two up on you.
Ben Hogan.
I had that one. I just
Is
said that.
Is it Ben Affleck already?
Yes.
Did you hear that or not?
Yes.
I turned off my radio like the guy.
I'm two ahead of you right now.
Okay, Got me. I can see.
Got you. Are your children in the car right now?
Yes, they are.
Say to them, I want to hear you say to them, kids, your daddy is a loser. Let me hear you say that to them.
That'll happen.
No, come on, say it.
That'll happen.
All right, you lost.
Hey.
Are you ready for another one? Ben E. King.
Ooh.
You know, Stand By Me.
And there he goes.
And he's gone.
He just hung up again?
Yeah, he's gone.
Seems to be the theme of today's show.
Yeah, everybody's hanging up. We wanted to gloat. We need our proper amount of gloating time. It's important to get our proper amount of gloating time.
I'll just talk to one of his children right now.
Drop call. Sorry, guys.
Yes, it's the second time.
It's a drop call.
Put one of your children on the phone. I want to talk to one of your children right now.
They're too little for you guys.
No, put one of them on.
6 and 7.
Put the 7-year-old on. I promise I won't use any foul language.
No.
Well, you have to give us our proper amount of gloating time here.
Then say what now?
We won.
Say, Daddy is a big loser at the name game.
Right. Right. Well, 2-1 first off, okay? And let's call it the way it is.
Hey, the bottom line is you know what you said? You said, are you ready to concede first. Defeat? I dropped out first, and it was you against Don, and we are undefeated.
Okay. Not you are undefeated. Is it you?
We are undefeated. We are a team. We are a two-headed monster.
Individually, okay. You
had a terrible effort today, and Don beat you. He finished you off.
You like the odds at the start of the game.
Yeah, you like the odds. That's right, pal. Okay, buddy, pal.
Don beat me.
Sweetheart,
beat
baby.
Me.
Listen, say to your kids, Daddy's a big loser at the name game.
Daddy didn't win the name game, guys.
Daddy's a big loser at the name game.
Daddy might practice and call in and do it again. I'll have to make sure I call in 5 minutes after it's over.
Yeah, like you did the last time. Have you learned your lesson?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Right, very good.
Not
thank
really,
you.
Though, but anyway.
Oh, you're bad seed.
Back. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Way to go, Don. Hey, Don, thanks for the help.
Good job.
I was really kind of like, Ben, I don't know. See, early part of the week, I just...
Could I have Ben Gay?
I don't think so.
No. Ben Casey?
Look at this.
Oh, Christ, I'm king of the bench.
You are king of the bench. Did you get Ben Peterson?
Yeah, I had him.
Good.
I had
very
him.
Good. All right, I just want to make sure. He always likes to be involved.
And Brian, Ben. Well, they didn't really
Ben
count.
Ben!
Ben Crenshaw, there's another golfer you should have had.
Mike. I know. I just, all of a sudden, I had a little aneurysm or something.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You had an aneurysm? Hello?
Hello
there, you're on the air. I'm glad you remembered that.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello, speak to us.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Are you talking to the girl that called that said that she was Helen Hunt? Or looks like her?
Are you that girl?
I don't know. I called a few minutes ago and said that I looked like Helen Hunt, and you told me to stay on hold and you were going to give me the...
Oh, and nobody went to help you.
No, and I've been on hold.
Rob, go make sure one of our lemmings talks to this lady, please.
No, it's our crack staff.
Hold on a second, please. All right, my apologies.
I just see lots of lines on hold. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Michael.
Yes, hello, Michael.
And I'm calling from Las Vegas, but I'm from New Orleans originally. And what I wanted to ask...
Thank you for the bio.
No, please listen. Would you two like to go to a Mardi Gras ball? And
no.
You can, there's always famous people there. I can even get you on a float.
Only if it's a gay Mardi Gras ball.
Only if it's a gay Mardi Gras. No, seriously, if you're interested.
No, we're serious.
It's got to be gay.
It's got to be gay.
They're not fun unless they're gay.
There are plenty of gay people there, though.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right, can't help it.
See you later.
Wait.
Oh, man. Hello. You think you can have some fun?
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Shane from Spokane.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, I wrote down my ex-girlfriend's number or name, put it in the ice cube tray, and nothing's bad happened yet. How long does it take?
I don't know. I'm not an. You talking about the curse that I gave you last week?
Yes, sir.
How do you know nothing's bad has happened to her yet?
Well, because we have a son together, so I see her frequently.
Well, maybe she's just not telling you the bad stuff that's happened to her.
Couldn't be.
So maybe I need. What do I need to do? How do I? I'm confused.
Find a new hobby,
Shane. You might not have done it the right way, and all sorts of horrible things can happen if you do that. You have any hearing loss in your right ear?
No, I do not.
Okay, that's going to happen.
Shane, I gave you the curse. The curse is you write a person's name on a little piece of paper,
right.
Put it in an ice cube tray, fill it up with water, and then put it in the freezer. And as soon as it freezes, the curse goes into effect.
I did just that.
But if there's any kind of contamination in that water, like if you didn't wash your hands properly before you filled the ice cube tray,
well,
it could be a problem. Are you a compulsive hand washer?
Well, no.
Did you use all capital letters?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
All right there. You got uppercase and lowercase.
That's it. Just like it would be on a letter.
That's my problem.
Okay. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
That's one of his problems.
Shane, great cowboy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, question for you. You guys are always having all this fun stuff, you know, like this wedding coming up and some of these little fun events you've been to. Just curious, are you guys videotaping this for any future possible movies?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
So you got to be there, you know, to see, huh?
We're going
to
be there, and, you know, as we were discussing earlier, if you're blind or if you were to blind yourself, you'd enjoy it a lot more.
Because then it's like television.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a good imagination. That'll have to do.
All right, thank you. Get a hot poker.
All right, see you later.
That would be a classic example of a listener who wants just a little bit more from us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Like we don't deliver enough.
Amazing. They just keep wanting. Take.
Day after day. Yes. Hello.
Hi, I got something for your toenail fungus.
What?
Hey, Ben Johnson, Olympic runner.
What?
He's throwing in another
Ben.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that.
No, hey, come on. How easy is that?
Very.
Very.
All right, goodbye.
Mr. Air Compressor.
Goodbye. Quick break. We're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, folks, if you've looked high and low for a cruise ship cuisine on dry land and you like dining in the round, you'll want to come down to Hank's Look Around Cafe. That's Hank's Look Around Cafe, 336 Melrose, where you and your food go on an adventure.
You know, I wasn't thinking about investing in that. I mean, I like the idea of the rotating around and looking at the city. Because if you're a smoker, you'd have to smoke and then stop and then light up again when you came in your section. Well, listen, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Great idea.
You're gonna hit me. You're gonna do something.
No, it's a great idea.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. Smokey and the Bandit. That was it. That was a great idea. And Cannonball Run. That was a great idea. Ooh, bravo.
The Don and Mike Show. Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
I can give you an example. Monday night, there was a new Everybody Loves Raymond that I hadn't seen before.
Right.
I find myself still going back to the Larry Sanders Show that I've already seen before because there's just nothing funnier on TV than the Larry Sanders Show.
I tell you, that HBO, they do the right things. Mm-hmm. They save those good episodes and they keep running them, and they run them all the time.
Now, tonight I'm going to have some choices. Of course, the sweeps have started.
Right. Yes.
And although I don't like to admit it, I do watch Friends.
Yes.
They're no friends of mine, but, you know, I'm a moron like everybody. I'm a lemming. I watch the show.
Yeah, a lot of big guns are out tonight, though, on the various networks.
So you got the Phoebe show.
Right.
The show's all about Phoebe tonight on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got Frasier with Woody Harrelson, who is an idiot.
Yeah, and I just don't have any interest in seeing Woody Harrelson on Frasier.
But that's getting a lot of hype.
Yes, right. It is.
However, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Fox.
They're slaying them tonight.
Yep. Fox. Robbie Knievel, building to building death jump live.
Netless daredevil leap.
And then they follow that up with world's most shocking moments caught on tape too.
Shocking.
It just might be a Fox night for me.
Mm-hmm. It really is tough, and especially when they bring out a new variation of the animals attack, police chases, caught on tape. This is world's most shocking moments. I like that. They tell you exactly what it is.
Can be anything.
And the Robbie Knievel. Listen, I'm a sucker for this. I know that right. The odds are that he probably won't hit a wall and go splat. Mm-hmm. However...
And they even play around on those Daredevil shows with the live aspect.
It's like
it,
a 10-second delay that if he does hit a wall,
right.
They could go to an angle where you won't actually see his brain splatter all right. over the place. But the reason I might watch it is because his dad's got such a bad track record, it might be genetic... That maybe one of these times
right.
he's going to hit a wall.
But he has dusted. Hasn't he dusted his father's records?
Yes.
He jumped the fountains at Caesar's Palace mm-hmm. successfully. He has a lot of successful jumps, but this is one of those building-to-building jumps. I saw another guy do this where they have... The problem they have is they don't have the landing area when they get over and they make the jump, and so they usually put like a net up, and the net will
fantastic.
Stop him, but he might be in pieces by the time it stops.
Fantastic. And they got a whole hour for that. And you know that the actual jump itself will only take like 20 seconds.
You'll see that jump probably at 5 of 9.
So I'm figuring that the whole hour before, they're going to fill up with other good stuff with guys like...
Yeah, usually on tape. Daredevil's on tape.
Guys like trying to kill themselves and everything.
Like the guy. Have you seen the guy that goes off the ramp straight up into the air and then puts his car right down into a bunch of other cars?
Oh, they've showed that a lot of times.
No, that's the guy I like. And it's like, he may be hurt. Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm not proud to say. That's where my dial will be tonight.
Courtroom brawls and animal attacks.
Perfect. That's on the when the animals attack show too, or the scariest video show.
Shocking
too?
World's most shocking moments caught on tape too.
Shocking. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that my grandmother used to use Lysol as a
for what, honey?
For toenail fungus.
Lysol for toenail fungus?
Regular plain Lysol.
Okay. Did your grandma have toenail fungus?
Yes, she did. And the doctor said that the Lysol was working, and he didn't give her any medicine.
And it made it all go away?
It made it better.
It made it better?
Yeah, it made it better. She never had it anymore.
Yeah, but you walked around smelling like a bathroom for the rest of your life.
Well, get out of the bathtub after you wash your feet real good. Spray the Lysol on.
Are you calling us from work right now?
No, I'm in the car.
Oh, I thought I heard like a cash register or something there.
No, my battery's going dead on my phone.
Is it a car or a truck?
A car.
Or is it a wagon?
A covered wagon.
No, it's a car.
A big open air truck.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
With slats on the side and all her furniture in it.
Hello, Don Light Show.
It might even be more fun because he's doing it 13 stories up. There's supposed to be 25 to 30 mile an hour winds tonight and rain.
Where's he doing that jump? Is that in Vegas?
Yeah, top of the between the two polo towers in Vegas.
Oh, Christ, we're on in Las Vegas. We should get somebody from our radio station to go cover that for us. Where are you calling from Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, tell me something. Do the people that live in Las Vegas, do they go to any of that crap? Do they go to the fights? Do they go to the Daredevil crapper? Or do you people not go to that? Is it mainly all out of towners?
We don't. I mean, I'm sure a certain number of people do, but I mean, the last time they had that jump on Fox, I mean, it was freezing cold here in town, and you had to have your own antifreeze to go on out there and watch it.
And he's going to be doing it in the rain and the wind. It's rainy and windy out there now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good. Hey, great.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this might be worth some real ratings points.
Well, hey, thank you. And they don't pull the plug. Those Daredevils, they owe it to their fans.
Thank you. And he wears the same stupid outfit as his dad did, like that the Captain America.
He doesn't have the physique his father had in his heyday either. You notice that, Robbie?
He's kind of skinny.
A little puffy.
Yeah.
He's a little puffy, and he looks a little, like a little belly on him.
If he doesn't pull this off, his dad can have another new liver.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, and if he crashes, maybe Walter Payton can have his liver.
That's true. That'd be nice.
That would be I think it'd be a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Dynamite?
Hey, what's up, brother?
All right, what's up? Hey, I just wanted to say, I just started listening to your radio show a little while ago, and I like it. It's a nice ride home, but also, it's definitely a Foxman. It's going to kick ass tonight, every Thursday night. Hands down, they beat with videos.
Well, now listen, I'll tell you why you like Fox on Thursday night, because I read the story that was in the paper the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It said, The brothers, here's how brothers rate Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the ratings of the shows on TV, Friends for honkies, for crackers, it's like the number two rated show.
Yes, the white people gravitate to Friends.
For brothers, no lie, Friends is rated number 88.
I'll agree with that.
And you know what the number one rated black show is? The Steve Harvey Show. Now, when they do that on the white ratings, and they do have black and white ratings, it's number 127.
So you'll be watching Robbie Knievel's Jump. You won't be watching the Jamie Foxx show?
No, not tonight.
Oh, is Jamie Foxx on tonight?
You know it's not. Yeah, this is a power.
I do channel flicking between both of them, but you know, you got to stay with Foxx tonight.
Wayans Brothers, Jamie Foxx, Steve Harvey, all back to back. And then, of course, exactly. For Your Love.
What is that? Is that another black show? For Your Love, is that a black show?
I don't know.
Jamie Foxx?
No. For Your Love.
Oh, For Your Love?
Yeah, what's that?
Never seen it.
Never seen
no
it.
One,
okay.
No
never
one has.
Seen it.
All right. Well, listen, word to your mother. We're keeping it real. What the dealio?
It's fly, it's dope, and it's fat.
Which means...
It's all that.
Pretty hips.
Pretty hips and T-word.
T-word.
Mm-hmm. T-word.
You know, and when you look at NBC, seriously, you know, it's like the whites only network Friends, Jesse, Frasier, and Veronica's Closet, and then ER.
NBC is the lowest rated network among black Americans.
And CBS, I guess it's
CBS
not
taking,
so much black or white, it's just more...
Taking the evening off.
Yeah, if you're on life support, you'll enjoy CBS, Diagnosis Murder, mm-hmm. Turks, and 48 Hours. If you're in the nipple convalescent home, your dial will be set on CBS tonight.
ABC, I believe, also taking the evening off.
Vengeance Unlimited and NetForce.
Come on.
Yeah, forget about it. I think everybody's going to be watching Fox tonight.
Sure.
I really think so.
Definitely.
Really think so. With the Knievels.
Hi, this is Evil Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
I like that guy.
We had him on the show a while ago.
He looks like he parties, too. Hey, you know, when he gets done, he does.
If he didn't make the jump?
Hey, listen, that's why everybody watches.
Right.
The ratings will go sky high.
Why do you think people go to NASCAR races? I tell you this, and I mean this from my ticker. People don't go to see stupid cars go around a racetrack at 200 miles an hour. They go on the off chance that one of those guys is going to run into a wall.
Just to say, I was there when that happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why we're watching tonight.
I recently went to a hockey game just to see the fight.
There you go.
And it wasn't no fight.
Oh. That's a ripoff.
It's like I was pissed.
Well, listen, don't worry. Your sport is back.
Exactly.
Yeah, NBA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
National Brothers right. Association. That'll be on Friday night they start.
I'd like to weigh in, though. I'd like to see more fights in the NBA. I really would. I enjoy basketball fights almost as much as hockey fights. Nothing can compare to a hockey fight. They're the greatest fights in the world. But as far as basketball, you know, when those guys really get going, I like to watch that.
A lot of times with basketball players, a lot of times... All right, goodbye. A lot of times with basketball players, they fight like girls.
Yeah, with the slap, slap, slap.
With a big arm.
Well, they got that incredible reach, and they can just come down and hit you right on top of the head. Right.
Yeah, it's like they're like big praying mantises, and they just got the hands going back and forth.
I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see one a game. That would be wonderful.
And they don't have as many pads as the hockey players, so there's more potential for injury.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey.
I figured you'd get Evel Knievel on the air. What, didn't he try to hit on the producer of your show a long time ago? I thought...
Yeah, I think he did.
So I figured that would be some common history. You might try to... the son was there...
Haven't we had Evel Knievel on the show twice?
I know we had he and his son the time we got the tape, and maybe we had him on a second time. I don't even remember.
Did he try to hit on this girl?
If you say so.
I mean, I
really don't remember.
Yeah, I thought that was a topic of ribbing of this... I don't know if she was a producer or whatever, but...
do you remember that, Robbie?
Gave her grief for a long time.
You remember Evel Knievel hitting on somebody?
No, Rob doesn't remember, because actually Evel Knievel hit on Rob.
Him.
All right.
What it was.
Thank you. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I was going a long-time listener, originally from D.C., on the West Coast now. Somebody chimed in with their...
Thanks for the bio. Listen, what do you want?
Well, so I had to give you a story here. All right, somebody called in with their Lysol remedy. It reminded me of something that happened to me back in college many moons ago when I was a young, naive freshman. I had like an insatiable itching down in the nether region. So I was looking down
there. Hold on a second, please. Not that I'm not spellbound by your story. Hold on, please. But one of our sales guys, David Hainline, a.k.a. Dobie Gillis, just came by the window with a sign.
What was the sign that he held
I
up?
Couldn't read because he wrote it in Dayglo.
And he is allowed to do that because we have known him for over a decade, very obnoxious.
With a white piece of paper, and he wrote on it, Dayglo. Bring him in, Rob.
You want him?
Yeah, I want him.
Let's bring Dobie, David Heinlein.
You know, it was yellow Dayglo ink.
Right, so it didn't
which
show
doesn't
up.
Show up on a white piece of paper, and he was standing outside the window holding something up.
David Heinlein, for new listeners, most...
Ape of it.
Yep, that's right. He was very excited by that.
Hey, Dobie.
Hi, it was Kim Boomer Anderson at WAVA.
Oh, she's the lady that
Evil
Knievel hit on.
Remember, he called long time ago.
I am, David.
All right, well, next time use dark ink, David.
Sorry, thanks. Okay. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. David Heinlein. Pretty fly for a white guy.
There he goes.
All right. What was your story?
Well, basically, I looked down there in the nether regions. I saw... Now, you got to remember, I'm only like 18, real naive. I saw something crawling around. Kind of freaked me out.
What, crawling around on
your crotch?
In your crotch?
Yes. I didn't know what it was. Or there's like a bunch of them.
Oh, well, what, you have crabs?
Well, I didn't know what they were.
That's what it was.
Well, that's what it was.
You
got
to bear
crab.
With me. So I went to the library, tried to research. I was too embarrassed to go to like a clinic like a normal person would. And I looked.
Like Rob did.
From all I could tell, they were essentially bugs. So I gave myself a haircut down there and attacked it with Raid.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. You shaved yourself and then sprayed Raid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It worked.
You haven't tried to father any children, have you?
No, so far nothing's fallen off.
And was
so.
There any burning or anything like that?
No, it was cool, lovely sense.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, goodbye.
God.
Killed bugs dead.
Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Golly.
And all those crabs went, Raid!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
All those bugs that were down by his balls.
Wouldn't that be a fun cartoon?
Oh.
You know, like those cartoon commercials they have? See them all sitting there.
That's what I'm just thinking of, like, playing cards under. Hey, what's that? It's Raid!
Raid!
Run for your lives! Run over near his butt. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hello.
Radio God.
Yeah, hi.
Called for an update.
An update on what? On what?
On Magic Christensen. I remember you guys was trying to get him a job. Did you guys actually ever get him a job?
Sir, listen, is it too much to ask that you listen to every episode of our show?
I must have missed it, huh?
Is it too much to ask?
I listen every day.
No, you don't.
I'm at a point where I was not in the not in the shop or something. I just want to miss
regular
it.
Listeners know.
Oh, there you go. There's somebody else making a living.
Regular listeners know the happy ending that happened with the Magic Christian story.
Oh, well, some of us do have to work.
Now,
I mean, you know, it would be great.
Not the 4%.
That's right.
And do what you guys do. It's just so great.
Now, listen, have you ever seriously considered joining the 4% that choose not to work in this country?
Well, I've done that before. I just decided.
Do it again.
If I worked, I made a little more money.
And listen, just plan your work schedule.
I get to pay my bills. Guess what? I even get to buy a new car this year.
Listen, please, just plan your work schedule around this show.
Okay.
There's no reason you can't work 10, 12, 14 hours a day just planning around this show.
You got a night job or?
Yeah, that's it. See, I could work from in the morning. You know, you guys come on at noon here, so I could work till noon.
Right.
Then take off till you guys go off there at 4, and then I could just go back to work then, right?
Be a good opportunity for you to have two jobs, and you know, kill two birds with one stone. You'd have two new jobs, and you'd be able to listen to our show.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, goodbye.
See, I could go into work for myself, right?
Right. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
A lot of our listeners choose to only work on weekends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello, Don and Mike.
Even more of our listeners choose to live with Mom.
That's right, and not work that wonderful, lovely 4%.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We salute the 4% of Americans that don't work and listen to the show every day. Hello.
Yes, I was wondering if you heard the great praise you got from another radio station a couple of days ago.
Sir, where are you calling from?
This is Greenville.
Greenville? Now, listen, frankly, these are disc jockeys that are looking to be mentioned on a national radio show. So, no, we turn the other cheek.
Now, speaking of Greenville, have you happened to see a woman driving along in a big truck with all her furniture in it?
No, not yet.
All right, you will.
Listen, if you do happen to come down with crabs this weekend, I recommend Raid.
Raid.
I think I'll work better.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Nope. All right. Hello, last call. You're on the air. Hello?
All right, this is the last call, really. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Blind man from Bakersfield calling with an update.
Hey, blind guy.
Right about your subject, too. Some other doctor decided that was a specialty he wanted to get into, and it was all over the news last night that while the patient was down, he geeshed on her.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
You mean a plastic surgeon that was working on the vagina?
No. Oh. I believe she was just in for an exam.
OBGYN, or GYN, I guess.
And he geeshed on her.
Yeah, and he's in court now.
Really?
Losing his license to practice and the whole nine yards.
I appreciate all of our listeners, but you know why I really appreciate our blind listeners?
Mm-hmm. We've got nothing else to do.
No, well, listen to me. Well, yes, but...
I'm a part of the 4%.
To them. To them, to blind listeners, we are television stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because to them,
right,
there's no difference between the radio and the TV, and it's probably easier for them to follow radio...
Oh, we're much more descriptive.
...than to follow TV. So to blind people, it's like, I'm Matt Perry.
Right.
And you're, you wouldn't want to be Schwimmer, buddy.
No, I'll...
You'd be the LeBlanc guy.
I'll be Joey. Mott LeBlanc.
Imagine that. So we appreciate the fact, as all people listening to the show, we appreciate it, but especially blind people.
And I think when this guy calls in, I always like to, how are we doing? Are we painting the pictures for you? Are we creating
you're doing
it?
A great job, yeah.
Very good.
I just thought I'd warn Don that it's a good thing he's a DJ or he may be in court.
Oh, if I was an OBGYN, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, everything looks fine, and I think you should come a geesh.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, one other question?
Yes, blind guy.
Whatever happened with that Cheryl and Ricky that you set up before Christmas?
Cheryl and Ricky.
You know, the blind date for the Christmas party? She sounded pretty hot. I was just always curious.
Didn't they call us? I think they called us.
I don't know.
One of them called us.
I don't know. They might have come in. Isn't that the lady that brought us the CIA hats?
I think so, yes.
Right.
And she was sitting working.
They didn't like
well.
Each other. We hooked her up with another date, I think.
Ah, gotcha.
See, I'm breaking the cardinal rule, though. I shouldn't tell you anything that happened. There I go again. Pitying the blind.
It was
goodbye.
On screen later.
Funny, he'd want to know about the blind date.
Goodbye. Okay. We have to do a break now.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years. She's been appearing with us.
About 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
9.
Yes. 9, good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she also...
I'm here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No, I don't upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right. Fine.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Wish you welcome, Joan Embry.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, what a mess.
A mess? Why? What's going on?
What a mess my life is.
Why?
It only happens once a month.
Mm-hmm. All that.
When my wife gets nutty about the show.
Tension in the homestead?
Yeah. I mean, and we had
glorious relations just this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Good.
So, you know, I mean, I would think that that would, you know, keep the home fires burning. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you can have glorious relations, and there is an after effect that is not necessarily positive.
Well,
I mean, I found that to be the case on it. Yeah. On a case, it's not always that euphoric, you know, that euphoric existence after immediately after. Usually, things are pretty good, but then mm-hmm. sometimes there's almost a post. Intercourse depression.
She's pissed off at me yesterday because I talked about Anne Heche.
You talked about Anne Heche, but it wasn't anything unusual. I mean, you talked about Anne Heche the way we talk about women on the show all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's just that I guess she doesn't hear it all the time.
I understand.
So I went home and dealt with that last night. It was okay. You know, we got past it, and then we got up today, and we had a good day today, and I just called her. She was in the car doing carpool and she's playing 20 questions with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And she said, "Fine." I said, "Have you been listening to the show?" And she said, "No, I had to turn it off."
Mm-hmm. And again, what happened today?
I said, "Why?"
What
did we
do?
She said, "Well, first off, you were very excited about the girl for the naked wedding."
Well, that's because we've got a great radio bit.
I know. Then she said, then you had to talk about Kathy Lee's nipples, about how big her nipples were.
Okay.
And I said, well, some guy called in. I didn't bring that up. And then she said, and then you had to get the whole thing with Christine, that you wished you were the guy that was running your hands through Christine's hair.
Oh, no.
And that was like, I said, oh, honey, come on. It's the show. It's the show, for goodness sake.
The show.
And then she started screaming at me about something, and then I didn't say anything, and then she just said, okay, well, goodbye, click.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, it happens once in a while.
That's all right. She's on a plane tomorrow. She's out of town.
Oh. And that's what you do, isn't it? Whenever things get really stressful, you simply go to the airport.
Put her on an airplane. Send her to where the sun is shining.
Like George Hamilton.
That's right. No, actually, this is her Christmas gift.
Yes.
Remember how a couple of weeks ago she was complaining that we have nothing in common, and
right.
I said that's why our marriage has lasted almost 18 years.
Right.
My wife loves doing like outdoor stuff, like hiking and riding horses.
Mm-hmm.
I could give a rat's ass about that.
Right.
I mean, it's so boring to me. I was on a horse one time.
Mm-hmm.
I went horse riding with my wife, and I couldn't get the horse to stop, and it petrified me.
Mm-hmm. Are you phobic when it comes to horses?
Well, having only done it one time and
right.
not having had a good experience, I wouldn't say I'm phobic, but I don't want to try it again.
If you had a bad experience and it's your first one, it would be horrible. Was it a mean horse?
No, it just wouldn't stop.
Was your experience like, you know, City Slickers?
No.
Billy Crystal, where it's like, you know, tied around your ankle, pulling you through the sagebrush and all that?
No. No, it just wouldn't stop. And the more that I pulled on the ropes that were tied to its mouth,
right,
the faster it would go.
Really?
The reins.
Well, that's not good.
Right. But anyway, so she likes that, I don't like that. So the Christmas gift that I gave her was a fabulous trip out to Arizona.
With a friend of hers?
Yeah, where she gets to go with a girlfriend.
Good.
And they go out there and they go to this ranch where they ride horses and they get their massages and they do their yoga.
Right.
You know, and they go on hikes and all that
do
stuff.
Do they do yoga on the horses? Do they do yoga on horseback?
I really don't know, but I just know that her plane leaves tomorrow.
Ah, if she's probably, I would think that she'd be excited about it and she wouldn't be giving you a hard time.
You would think so.
She's giving you a hard time.
Yep. Yes, she is.
And this was a surprise gift from you to her?
It was
something she really wanted.
It was a Christmas gift.
Okay.
It was her Christmas present for me.
Nice.
That's what I gave her. You know, it's a big gift. Not only is it a great trip, but she gets to go without me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a double gift.
Something she likes.
Yes.
Two-way gift.
She gets to do something she loves, and she gets to go with someone whose company she enjoys. Our friend Carol.
So it's a real vacation.
Hello, honey.
What, boo-boo?
See, could you tell?
Yes.
Can you tell already?
Yes.
No, I mean, I was chatting, so I'm sorry. That wasn't a good read. How are you doing? And I'm on our street. I'm afraid I'm going to lose you. Why don't you just call me later at home?
Mm. Can you tell?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Why are you so mad at me about the show?
I just don't call me kooky, but when somebody's husband is going on about a woman's breasts and how he's examining them with a microscope, it's not my favorite part of the show.
Whose breast did I say examined with a microscope?
Kathy Lee's? Whether or not she's wearing a bra, how you'd still like to see them, everything you'd like to happen with them. If I talk that way...
I didn't say everything I'd like to happen with them.
If I had any discussion whatsoever that you overheard about some man's penis, I don't think you would be thrilled. So, pardon me if I don't want to listen then.
Oh, boy. What time does that plane leave tomorrow?
What do you care? Because you'll still have your TV and your imagination in both hands.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Ouch. What did I tell you, man?
Wow.
She's all over the place today.
This
is just a continuation of yesterday.
And then all excited about new people coming in, and even going to call in some of your regulars from the Los Angeles style shows, which I'm to come to. And I know she's lovely, and then you're having a jealous rage because somebody other man is running his hands through her hair.
What, you talking about Christine?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So,
you're
you know,
so funny.
It just hasn't been my most entertaining show.
Hmm. You're so funny. I thought we've had a great show today.
And plus, you haven't been up to your usual teenage standards lately.
Did we or did we not bang just today?
Yeah,
and did we or did we not also have relations just this past Monday night? That's Monday?
That you aren't up to your usual standards or
okay.
not.
All right, who's been wearing a leg brace for the last month? And you know, when I take that thing off at night, Christ, it hurts, man.
All right. Okay, that's
see, your you can't win with my wife. You can't win.
Oh, dear.
I just can't win with her.
She was hunting and begging until she found the nerve. She found the nerve, I believe.
Just let me know when you're done discussing women's body parts and how you'd like to see them, do them, whatever you'd like to do, and I'll enjoy the show again.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love
Bye.
You. Love you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Happy flight.
Oh, God. That went well.
I told you.
I thought that went very well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
She'll be very refreshed when she comes back from the dude ranch.
She'll get over it. She'll get over it. She always does.
Of course, she bounces back. She's you married a resilient woman. You're very fortunate.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, another woman. Never stops on this show, does it? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing today?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to know when you guys are going to do the boogie check again.
Oh. Boogie check.
Good question.
I love that. That was so funny.
Boogie check.
There it is, the boogie check.
Maybe sometime when we're running late on time that we're taking phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you? I had an experience last night, and I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
My wife and I had dinner last night. We're in a parking lot, and we'd gone to the computer store, and we're walking to our car, and as we're walking to our car, this woman was following us. And then we went down to the other store, and she kind of followed us there. And then we walked to our car, and she's literally 2 feet away, and she's following us. We're kind of looking over our right shoulder.
Sure.
And then she walks up to us, and she says, "Could you give me a ride to the mall? I'm not feeling safe." And I was really taken aback, but my 4'10" wife says to her, you know, "No, I'm sorry, we can't do that." And she has this kind of glazed look on her face, and then she says, I said, "Could I call you a cab?" "I'll call you a cab," uh-huh. You know, and she says, "No, I'll go." And she walks off like that. And I was saying to myself after she walked away, I didn't feel guilty about it, but it was just kind of weird because I'd never had any type. This was a normal, kind of a normal looking person.
Never trust anybody, man.
And I just was like, what could she have possibly, I mean, what kind of scenario could she have possibly been in? You know, if she had said specifically, like, there's a big hairy guy over there and he is threatening me. I mean, in that case, I'm like, you know, I'll drive you or I'll call a cop or something. But it was none of that. Can you drive me to this spot? Because I'm worried about safety.
Should have just run, man.
We were going into dinner. We're going into this restaurant, and I was just saying, and my wife immediately was like, you know, I guess because women have more of a defensive posture than men.
More.
She immediately said, "No, I'm sorry. We cannot do that." And that's when I said, "I can call you a cab." She said, "No, I'll go in there." And she pointed to the place we were going to go eat. Uh-huh. "I'll go in there and call a cab." And then she walked over to the place, and she, like, walked over a set of bushes.
Yeah, see, that's...
And then, so that's when it was like,
funny farm material.
Weird. It was weird. It was just weird, and I didn't know. Either you're talking about somebody who's flat-out crazy, mm-hmm. or you're talking about some evil reason for wanting to get in somebody's car.
Either way,
I'm a big guy, and it's my wife. I mean, what are they going to do, you know?
That's why I just don't talk to people.
It was weird. Well, I had no choice.
Somebody says something to me, I would just keep going.
Mm-hmm. See, if somebody...
Ignore them.
Directly, too. She was standing right next to our car and directly said, "Could you give me a ride to such and such? I don't feel safe," or something like that. Right. And you know, it was just creepy and weird, and we were... You know, we were trying to discuss what were the What was going on? Was it just a flat-out crazy person, or was it somebody who had some kind of reason for wanting... it was just kind of strange, and I was just wondering whether anybody, you know, whether you'd experienced anything like that, and it was some sort of,
oh, I never leave my house.
That's the, you know what? I'm going to start doing that.
It was all my weird. Meals at home. I watch all my movies on pay-per-view.
Perfectly, like from a distance, if you saw this person, perfectly normal-looking. Absolutely normal-looking.
Listen, trust nobody. Everybody out there is a nut job, man.
Yeah, I was definitely taken aback by it because... You know, it was my wife that was kind of like defending me. I was standing there kind of going, you know, I'm going, hey, what?
She must have sensed, you know, that there was something spooky about that woman.
Well, you know, I think I what I do is I project that image of a protector, you know, when I'm out and about. I
sure.
You know, I just, thank you.
Macho
you know,
man.
You know, I just look like the kind of, there's nobody for like miles around in this parking lot.
I want to be a macho man.
Yes, I understand. I am Superman. I will save you. No, it was just... it was a weird experience, and I've never had anything. You know, I've had people say, hey, could you give me a lift or somebody thumbing or something like that? Uh-huh. And you don't pick people up to do that on the side of the road. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, you're taking your life into your hands.
More and more women, on advice from like cops and such, are asking for escorts through parking lots and parking garages and that kind of thing.
Well, you do it like when you're inside the store. And you don't do it when you're right next to a car and creep people out by kind of mumbling what you're requesting, you know?
You got to be more cynical. Just like with Big Gum Jim,
yes.
You thought he was the sweet, down-to-earth guy,
I didn't think this woman was sweet
and
down-to-earth.
Like
I thought this woman was a nut.
He's a predator?
Okay. Right.
Well, same thing. Woman's a nut. Don't even... See, you shouldn't even enter your mind that, mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Maybe she's troubled. Maybe she's disturbed. Maybe something's really happened.
Right.
As soon as she approaches you, man,
mm-hmm.
run.
Yeah.
Just run. I mean, I'm serious. Somebody comes up to me in the parking lot and goes, what time is it? You know what I do? I go run away from them. I really
run for your life!
Anybody makes eye contact with me, I immediately go into my planner like I duck into a store and I hide and wait for them to walk by. Well, then I walk out and go the other way.
You know, if that had been a guy, if that was a guy doing that, I seriously would have turned around and said, excuse me, you know, why are you following me? Or, you know, you just say, hey, knock it off. You don't have anything to do. But this was just one of these things where, you know, this is an empty parking lot. It's kind of foggy out. Mm-hmm. We're walking along, and this person's like keeping about a 3 foot, you know, in back of us, feet in back of us, and we're looking over, very, very strange. Can you give me a ride here? Safety thing. And Laura, like, bingo. No. Yeah. Right away, just
good
right,
for
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and that's the defensive mechanism that came up.
Mm-hmm. Good man, your wife.
She was tough last night. I was like, what? Come on, did you have to be so harsh with her? She said, shut up and get into the restaurant.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I was curious if you guys had a poker game Friday night when you were in Miami.
No, you know, we didn't because there was some other crap that was happening. That reminds me. I wanted to ask you boys.
I had spite bets on you, Donnie.
I wanted to ask you boys.
Yes.
When are you up for some poker?
Can we do the daytime thing again?
How about this weekend? Would you be up for this weekend?
I'll check. I'd love to.
Saturday afternoon, what do you say?
I like that afternoon thing.
Like noon to four-ish again?
Yeah, big time, yes.
How about you, Robbie, up for it?
Yes, I'll be there.
Yes, Buzzy?
I'll make it if my company is gone by then. I have a nun staying with me.
All right, Burbank.
You guys are doing it Saturday?
Well, I guess, you know, hey, it would be perfect for me. My wife's out of town.
I love the daytime poker because that gives me, gives me the evenings. And you know
for conversation.
For conversation, right.
Okay, well, somebody get a hold of EB and Johnny Cakes.
Let's do it. It's been a while. It's been almost a month and a half.
2 months.
Yeah,
like
2 months.
2 months, yeah. Okay, Saturday.
Saturday.
And Buzz, I say this to you, and yes. I mean this, seriously. Bring the nun.
Okay.
Bring the friggin' nun.
I only have one request regarding Saturday.
Yes.
If it's chilly, just let me make the fire.
Okay.
I will be listening Monday to find out the results.
Oh, I'd love to play poker this weekend.
Yeah.
I'd love to. And, you know, Rob and Buzz both gave me brand new poker chips for Christmas.
Enough chips for everybody.
Let the poker game begin, boys. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Saturday, 12 noon. Poker.
Good.
Poker.
I'll get sandwiches again.
Will you? That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get that same deal I got the first time.
Hey, somebody call EB and call Johnny Cakes and see if they can come play cards on Saturday.
Yeah, good time.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd love to play cards. I'm glad that guy called in.
It's a good time to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, with Frida gone, who's going to fix the fireplace for you?
Did you hear what I just said, Mr. Bad Listener?
Mike is going to make a fire.
Well, is he going to come early?
Yes.
Sounds good.
He's going to be my mommy this weekend.
It's the only time I feel really machismo. I can't do it around my wife.
Okay. Goodbye, you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. We'll see you later. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you. Because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the purpose?
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
The Don and Mike Show. Va, 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 darling. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see how Lean Jean's doing. All right. Say hello to him. Lean Jean. Remember the lame comedian we had on the show?
Yes, yes, Lean Jean. Had a lovely conversation.
Sticked on to us by a columnist from the Washington Post, right?
Uh-huh. I don't give out this guy's phone number, but there's a whole lot of sixes in a row. Did you notice that, Robbie?
Yeah, and he might not be there because he has a busy day sometimes as a Hollywood extra. Which
oh, that's right. Yes, the extra work.
That's right. Well,
maybe he's there.
Lean Jean. Just had a thought. Nope, the gods aren't with us today. Nope, machine.
Hey, you! You reached Lean Jean's answering machine in the home of the show that rocks with a vengeance. For business personal appearances and feature shows, please press 2. Otherwise, leave your name, telephone number, and your secretary's measurements as the sound of the tone, and I'll get back to you. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Well, hold on. I wanted to hear, like, what his itinerary was, right? When did it say press 2?
I'm not sure. I think, I think that beep is a... is like we're supposed to be leaving a message now.
Hold on, give me the number again, Ron.
Let me. I'll call it back then.
Hold on. 1.
There's 3 sixes in a row in this guy's phone number.
666.
Uh huh.
Guy's supposed to be a comedian, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Buzz. This guy was the worst comedian.
Oh.
That we've ever heard in our lives.
Had a lovely conversation with him, telling him that, and then he called Rob back and said,
"You
turkey.
Turkey is a bad person.
Hey, you! Lean Jean's answering machine in the home of the show that rocks with a vengeance.
Rocks with a vengeance.
For business personal appearances and feature shows, please press 2. Otherwise, leave your name, telephone number, and your secretary's measurements as the sound of the tone, and I'll get back to you.
There is no voicemail.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
He just says that.
All right, well, hold on. We'll leave a message. I got our microphones turned off, so our voices will not be heard. This would be the message he gets.
Oh, Lord. The number one sound effect of 1999.
Number one with a vengeance.
Oh, absolutely.
Ring in the new year. This won't even faze him. He'll think this is what he called in for his messages.
Well, you press 2.
Many times, Buzz.
Many times.
I'll leave the only clue that it was us.
That, okay. Of course, the sound of turkeys.
Hey, you turkey.
Turkey.
Turkeys.
Hello.
The turkey is a bad person.
You know, I just disconnected all those callers that were online.
My apologies to you.
Bummer!
Oh, I know. You ready for some nipple and anus fun?
Ah, absolutely.
This would be the first time in 1999 that it's time for the nipple and anus show.
That's right. Al Nipple, Victor Anus.
Got a good one for you here. This is from Chicago.
Yes, Chicago, that title town.
Of course, you know, Michael Jordan mania, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The restaurant where Michael Jordan had what's being called the Last Supper.
Oh, where he got together with all his buddies before he went in and had the big press conference the day after.
Right. The Hudson Club in the Loop in Chicago. He went out to dinner with Scottie Pippen, Ron Harper, David Falk, his agent.
Super agent David Falk.
Right? Just the guys. So let's call now the restaurant the Hudson Club.
For the Last Supper. Well, I tell you, it must have been really quite a thrill before the big announcement.
Hey, because I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
For the first time in the year 1999.
Hudson Club Restaurant and Bar.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Hi, how are you?
Hello, you're on the air on the Two for the Road show right now, where it's 43 minutes past the hour. We'll have traffic and weather together. Traffic and weather together on the threes. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Kind of like a skating rink out there today. Very, very icy. Be careful on the way home.
And, of course, number 23, he's in our hearts and in our minds. Of course, the great MJ, Michael Jordan. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus, and we're mighty excited to be calling the restaurant where Michael Jordan had the Last Supper before he announced his retirement.
Hi, how are you?
Hello? Hey, should want to do some nipple and anus fun.
You know what, Al?
Yeah, what's that? What's that, Vic?
I mean, Vic.
Yes, Al.
I think she must have been confused. Let's call back.
I hope she realized that she was live on the Two for the Road show. You know, we had to get that very important weather in, what with the icy conditions all around the eastern seaboard.
Traffic and weather together on the phrase.
Don't forget the mid-January chilly.
Hello? Yes, hello. Hello, please. Is this the Hudson Club?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus, and you're on the Two for the Road show. How you doing today?
Good.
Hi, we're doing a national Get You Home Safely radio show right now. Calling about number 23 for the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. Hey, this reminder, traffic and weather together on the threes on the Two for the Road show. Is this the restaurant that MJ had his Last Supper at?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I tell you, it must be special to have MJ dining with all his pals before he's going to announce his big retirement. You must have been really thrilled to have that fantastic event going on in your restaurante.
Yes, it was.
Now, if it wouldn't be too much, we'd like to ask you some of the things that Michael, number 23, MJ, had to eat when he was in the Hudson Club. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Don't forget the mid-January chili cook-off comes up this weekend down at the fairgrounds.
Ah, the five-alarm chili. That'll be great. Hey, traffic and weather together coming up on the threes. We're driving you home and driving you crazy. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Wouldn't be a chance that MJ, Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever to play the game, had some five-alarm chili at the Hudson Club, would there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi. This is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. Did he eat any chili?
Oh.
They didn't seem to want to participate. I thought it was a very simple question. That's tremendously rude. Very, very rude.
I think it's when the names come through. The third, the fourth, the fifth time. That's when they finally figure out.
The Nipple and Anus show.
Okay, we'll try one more time.
Very good.
Just one more time so that we're positive that they really meant to hang up.
Well, the names come through. You mean the Two for the Road show? Getting you home safely? I guess we don't say it as subtly as we used to. We scream it for the world to hear.
All right, let's be subtle this time, Zach.
Yeah, kind of throw away those names.
Low-key.
Real subtle-like.
Low-key. Okay. Yeah, Nipple Victorious.
Hudson Club Restaurant Bar.
Yes, hello. This is the Two for the Road show again. We're still doing a live feel-good radio show here on a Sure Happy. It's Thursday. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Ennis. We got a little...
Hold on 1 minute.
Thank you. See, low-key works.
Hey, it certainly does. That's a great idea. But I tell you, very hard to be low-key for long if you get my drift.
But you've got names like Al Nipple.
And Victor Anus.
Hey, listen, I want to say on behalf of all the nipples out there, the big nipples and the small nipples, the fat nipples and the skinny nipples, I want to say have a very, very, very safe 1999.
Coming up at about the 4 o'clock hour, I'll be telling you all about the fabulous Anus family reunion that we had during the holidays when all the Anuses got together by the Christmas trees. Beautiful moment. Grandma Anus was there.
Hello.
The matriarch.
Did I tell you about when our family got together for a little nipple twister?
Oh, fantastic. That's a great old game, isn't it?
Nipple tradition. Hey, hello. This is Al Nipple.
And Victor Aniston, you're on the Two for the Road show. How are you?
Hi, we're doing an upbeat adult afternoon drive you home, drive you crazy show. None of that shock stuff. We're doing a show right now. Traffic and weather together coming up on the threes. We were calling about number 23, if we could find out.
MJ had his last dinner at your restaurant, didn't he? Number 23?
Yes. Yes.
How was that, having him in your restaurant? Must have been very exciting. I know you got two of the biggest Michael Jordan fans in the world that are right here. On the,
absolutely.
Two for the road show.
I'm
Victor Anus. What was it like? Was it a big party? Great party? Good time had by all?
It was chaotic.
Chaotic.
Can you tell us some of the items that MJ... Number 23 and his entourage enjoyed for dinner. Just let me mention traffic and weather together coming up on the phrase. We'll also have all the school cancellations and the business closings coming up on the Two for the Road show.
And don't forget, before we get out of here this afternoon, we're going to have a fabulous lost dog announcement segment. If you've lost your little pooch, you give us a call. We'll find the doggy for you.
Church bake sale time now, 48 minutes past the hour. We are online with the Hudson Club in Chicago. Hi, everybody. This is your old friend, Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Aniston. It's Two for the Road, and we've got to... We didn't get your name. Your first name, sir. You're the Hudson Club guy. How you doing?
My name's Paul.
How are you?
Paul, we're calling about number 23 for the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan. Could you tell us when he was in your restaurant the other night? Could you tell us what MJ dined on?
MJ dined on lobster martini.
Lobster martini. I bet it tastes like chicken, huh?
A lobster. What is lobster martini? I know a martini is an alcoholic beverage. I actually had a section of my liver removed, and I'm not able to do that anymore. But was it a dish made of lobster, or was it a drink?
It's a dish made out of lobster with garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, garlic. I love garlic.
And then we make a citrus butter sauce.
I want to tell you something. My father, Albert Nipple Sr., he loves a lobster. Can I tell you that right now? God rest his soul, the late Albert Nipple.
We love food on Two for the Road. I'll tell you. You know, we have cooking segments all the time. We like to do family recipes like Grandma Anis's potatoes, which were fantastic over our Thanksgiving feast this year. But you say he enjoyed some lobster. Is that right, Paul?
Yes, he did.
Can you tell us any members of number 23's entourage that we're in the restaurant together? Just let me mention, we have traffic and weather together coming up on the phrase. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. We had a little problem, a little dropout on our cellular connection there. It's not cellular. We got a hard line here. We're trying to Paul from...
Hello.
Hello. There you go.
Hello. Test. I'm sorry. Line was dropping out there. Well, with the ice storms here on the East Coast. Hey, did you mention to this fellow that we go Pachango all the way up and down the eastern seaboard of the United States with a feel-good, get-you-home, drive-you-home, and drive-you-crazy-type show?
Did the entourage eat any appetizers before they had the lobster martini?
Cornflake-crusted shrimp.
Sounds
fantastic.
Now, listen, I'm going to make a guess now on what the final bill might have been. I'm going to guess that there were at least six, seven other Bulls basketball players with number 23. I'm going to guess that the tab came to, I'm going to go away on a limit here, $200.
Plus $1,200.
$1,400?
Oh, my golly.
Oh, my God. When I think of Grandma Anus's cheese balls that we had and how many you could get for $1,400, that was that's incredible. What did they eat? Diamonds?
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. You're on Two for the Road. Paul, that's quite a tab, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would.
As our friend Paul Harvey would say, now you know... The rest
of the story.
Of the story. Incredible. Can you tell me, was number 23 a good tipper?
You know, I really don't know.
You weren't there, Paul?
I was not there at the final billing.
Have you heard any hubbub about it?
I have not seen the waitress since.
You said it was chaotic, huh? Was there any kind of food fight or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Paul, you're good people.
Hey, I got to break in right now. I got to break into the Two for the Road bulletin. Listen, everybody listening to us, Big Bong, it's 52 past the hour. We'll have traffic and weather together coming up on the phrase. Everybody listening to us right now in the Podunk area, I want to mention that there's a little terrier named Charlie Broyhill that's been lost out there. A little Scottish terrier.
Oh, it's a tough time of year for a lost dog.
And if you can find this dog, please call us on our lost dog hotline. That's 1-800-275-275.
4277.
I'd like to remind everybody that at 18 minutes after the hour, Anus Corner, where I'll tell you all about the impeachment hearings and my views on everything that's going on in Two for the Road.
We're trying to keep a little light right now on the phone with number 23, Michael Jordan. Not him, actually, but where he had his dinner. The last, as they're calling it, it seems kind of sacrilegious to me. I don't like bringing religion into the show, but I'll tell you that I've heard it called the Last Supper. And
that's
frankly,
not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
Not at all. I couldn't agree with you more there, Al Nipple.
Listen, we have found the little lost beagle named Peter.
Peter!
He has been discovered by one of our listeners in the greater Paducah area, so we want to thank you very much for helping us on the lost dog announcement. Lost dogs coming up, traffic, weather together. All the freeze.
Oh, my, Peter.
Hello?
Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
We're having another dropout. We'd like to thank our guest, Paul, from the Hudson Club. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Aitis. Paul, you've been on Two for the Road, and you've been so cooperative to chat with us.
All right, thank you.
Okay, to tell us the feeling around Greater Chicagoland now that number 23 will no longer be lining up the sky and hitting those four-point shots.
It's pretty somber.
Pretty somber.
Pretty somber.
Couldn't have put it better myself, Paul, from the Hudson Club. And thanks for all your insights into the last meal of Michael Jordan before he announced his retirement.
All right. Thank you.
I know that for what I will miss Dr. MJ.
Oh, yeah. So will I.
Number 23, as we used to call him, Magic Jordan. Simply the greatest baseball player of all time.
Fantastic player he will be, miss. Good for the game and good for humanity, wouldn't you agree?
Mike the Stilt.
And yeah. Good for the restaurant.
One great, great b-ball player.
The Big M.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Paul.
That's as long as we ever give somebody on the line, man.
That's also, we lost it. We apologized a couple of times there.
I thought that guy never stopped talking.
Lost ours.
Sorry about that, Vic.
Sometimes it's just too GD funny.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state?
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman, or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman. I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not, I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-Minute Abs, yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-Minute Abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-Minute Abs sitting there. There's 7-Minute Abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
Bingo,
the
man. Seven. Bingo. 7-Minute Abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-Minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute. Free! See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-Minute Abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby.
The Don and Mike Show. Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Fred? Flanzer? Fred? No, you know, Fred...
the Nutty Fred.
Ah, Nutty Freddy.
Hey, Fred.
Hey.
Hey, it's Don and Mike here, Fred.
Hey, Don. Mike.
Hi, Fred.
How's the Price is Right going, Fred?
I only got to see the second. I missed the beginning of it, though.
You did?
Hey, yeah. Fred, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Academy Award nominations? I'm pissed off about it. How about you?
A little bit.
Really? What upsets you, Fred?
I don't know.
And what's your favorite TV show, Fred?
I got a lot of favorite TV shows. I like it when David Banner's just walking, sitting there talking to a nice girl, and then two bad guys come up, beat him up, throw him down the...
Oh, that's Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
David Banner.
Beat him up. What they do is beat him up and throw him down the steps and he hits the glass door.
That's great.
You know, Lou Ferrigno will be on our show Friday. The TV's Incredible Hulk will be here for our big nude wedding.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, no. Hey, listen, what movie do you think deserves the Oscar this year, Fred?
I don't know.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite one now...
Take your time.
He was talking about John Travolta. The second one sucks, but the first one was better.
Grease 2 sucks.
Grease 2.
Yeah, it does. But the first one is better. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
You like the Grease 1?
Yeah, because I've seen that. I was
all right.
Fred,
pick the winner for me. Here's the nominees for Best Picture. Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Shakespeare in Love.
Shakespeare in Love.
Thin Red Line. Who's the winner? Who's the winner?
It's between them two war stories.
Thin Red Line and Saving Private Ryan.
Private Ryan and then.
Yes, Fred?
Don and Mike, if we pick the Oscars.
Thin Red Line.
All right.
And Save Private Ryan. That's a true story. I want to see that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Best actor. Roberto Benigni.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Ian McKellen. Nick Nolte. Edward Norton.
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get in touch with Bob Barker? I wanted to talk to him on the TV.
What do you want to talk to Bob Barker about, Fred?
I wanted to talk to him the other day.
What about, Fred?
I got an autograph here. It says, on The Price is Right, this is Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Hey, hold on, everybody. It's a special edition of the Tom and Fred Show because Tom Gavin's on the line now.
And now here are your hosts, Tom Gavin and Fred.
Hello, how you guys doing? This is the Tom and Fred Show.
Hello, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom. Talk to your friend Fred. Say hi.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Tom. Hey,
what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, listen. I'm going to give you the topic for today's Tom and Fred Show, okay?
All right.
The topic of today's show is the Academy Award nominations.
Go ahead, guys.
And now here's your hosts, Tom and Fred.
How you doing, Fred?
Bob Barker had gray on today. Gray suit today.
This is Bob Barker.
He's got a special message at the end. This is Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pop population.
I'd like to say something
about
painting and show your walls.
All right, guys, let's try to talk about the Oscar nominations. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here's your hosts, Tom and Fred.
Yeah, what's the nominations for the best record?
For the record?
Yeah.
Change of Habit was on. Elvis Presley was on the other day.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Elvis Presley?
Tom, you have to talk. You have to talk to each other. So Tom, ask Fred some questions, and Fred, ask Tom some questions.
Elvis never.
Hey, Fred.
Hey,
Fred, you want to come in on my show on Wednesday?
No, guys, let's talk about the Oscars now. Remember, this is an edition of At the Movies with Tom and Fred.
Well, you may be on your show.
On my cable show.
On your cable show, how
can I? Out of control now.
I know.
Come down to Channel 10.
Guys, talk about the Oscars.
What do you mean?
Merrifield.
What do you mean going down there onto the...
Talk about movies, guys. We want you to talk about movies.
All right, now for the last time, it's time for At the Movies with Tom and Fred, talking about the Academy Awards. Now here's...
Tom and Fred.
Okay. How about the X-rated movie, Fred?
No, I don't like them.
I don't like them either.
When you see girls, whatchamacallit, I don't want to see them.
I don't either.
Yeah, there's Bo Luke fishing. And Roscoe's going to come and give him a speeding ticket.
The guy on, What's it called, Fred?
Jesus.
This
is fantastic. Deuce the Hazard. I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good show.
Yeah, I always like the Deuce Hazard. Oh, Luke's mine. Some bad guys over there. Roscoe's chasing them. And next thing you know, Bo Luke's fishing, then Roscoe comes and gives him a ticket.
Watching.
He's got
and
it
they,
on.
And they start speeding around the farm.
Yep. I used to watch a lot of my old shows. Emergency's on all next week.
Tom, we have to hear a little from you, Tom. Fred's kind of monopolizing the conversation.
Yeah.
But, okay.
What kind of stuff, Don?
Listen, I'm past the Oscars. Talk about whatever you'd like to, Tom.
Hey, Tom, you're a seasoned veteran. You should be talking more.
All I know is that Fred's talking way too much. We want to hear more of Tom Gavin on the Tom and Fred Show.
Yeah, I'm doing my show at Channel 10, and I'm trying to get a DJ job at WJFK.
Yeah, I like to talk.
And if Don and Mike let me come in like Dennis Murphy
does. No.
Let me see this.
Channel 10, where's that place at?
What?
Tom?
Yes?
Where's that place at?
What?
Talk about TV or movies, guys.
TV. How about
I like TV.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
Happy Days.
Happy Days is a good one.
Yeah. And then how about Will Fortune?
Will Fortune.
Yeah, Will Fortune.
And how about the other one? How about
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah. The how Wonder
about,
Years.
How about news?
Huh?
How about the news, Fred?
Yeah, that too.
That's good.
I like News Channel 8 because it's News Channel 8 comes on very good.
Too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And all kinds of Hollywood Squares and all the game shows is on.
People meeting people on the Don and Mike Show.
Kind of thought Tom Gavin would take point on.
Yeah,
I got another one for you. How about Jeopardy?
Can you picture these guys watching Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a Jeopardy where they have like little kids on.
Why?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Why? What are you a little bit nervous for?
I don't know.
All right, well, it seems to me you guys are running out of gas for this edition.
I got another one for him.
Tom and Fred Show.
A terrific episode of the Tom and Fred Show. We really appreciate it.
Very good,
hey,
boys.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, who did the I'm very, very sick.
Yeah, so
very, very sick.
He's doing impressions now. Tom is.
Very, very sick.
So, is that Fred?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are terrific.
Fantastic.
Hey,
okay. Hey, wise guy.
Hey, wise guy.
Hey,
very, very sick.
Wait. No.
Okay.
Hey,
all right, this house is sure gone crazy, Mike.
This house is sure gone crazy.
All right, listen, thank you. Tom, Fred, boys, thank you. All right, thanks for calling. All right. Bye, boys.
What?
Goodbye, man.
I like Carl. He's funny.
I know you do. See you later now.
Hey,
Mo.
Hey, when they're on a roll, Don, you know. You don't like to end the show on time.
Hey, Mo. That chimpanzee looks like my mother-in-law. She got a big hook nose and everything.
Jesus.
Hey, if anybody wants to listen, please.
Here's a plug.
Make sure you get some pagers from Intercom Paging and Cellulars from 237.
Tom, no commercials, Tom.
Yeah.
All right, listen, see you boys later.
All right,
bye-bye.
What's a frog's favorite soft drink?
What, Fred?
Coca-Cola.
Croak-Cola.
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 Oh, and he just did a croak with the bird.
All right,
go, go, all right, go. Bye, bye, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up.
Okay.
Hang up, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang up, please. Hang up, Fred.
Fred, hang the phone up, please.
Yeah, huh?
Fred, I'm going to count to three. Hang up by the time I get to three.
Okay.
One.
Two. Three.
Well, that would be Tom's
line. That's Tom has already hung up like a good boy. Mm-hmm.
Fred, are you still there?
Fred?
I think Fred's gone, too.
That count to three second worked with him. He hung up.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to have to threaten him with no television watching.
I think WJFK's weekend programming problems are solved.
Weekend, Buzz. I'm looking over my shoulder right now.
Again, if you need help, hang up and then dial your office.
All right, there you go. There's another edition of the Tom and Fred Show.
Tom and Fred, just another fantastic program we offer you on this program.
We will be
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
What was that? I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your sister, who had recorded it also.
Well, that's wonderful. And real thoughtful of you fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I? Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Viramax, sexual pleasure and performance enhancer, doctor developed and clinically tested. Viramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other retailers. I-888-TRY-VMAX. Oh, I'm sorry, that's 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Mikey Rockhead. He's not the brightest. I'd like to see him play Jeopardy with Christine Kerner someday. Who knows if it was someone who was just scamming him or if it was a real dairy farmer, but he swears that a guy called and said he'd bring down three cows, and I said, what happened to the call? And he said, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It was on line six.
I was giving him a hard time back there because I normally don't even pay attention to what goes on back there, but I heard him going through the calls and just gave him a little pep talk because he was kind of, you know, normally it's like 36, 37, it means nothing because you're simply saying numbers,
right.
But the numbers were being uttered, each one like 22, 23.
Well, if that dairy farmer really did call, please call back.
Please. Mm-hmm.
And let's summon as our first witness, Mike the Rockhead.
Mikey Rockhead, who indicated to me just having a tough day today.
Really?
Apparently having a tough day with the callers. They're just a little tougher than normal today, and he's...
Really?
That's why I gave him the pep talk.
I thought all those calls we took in the opening segment were just fine.
Apparently he's weeding through a lot of tough ones when we got those other good ones.
Uh-huh. All right, where is Michael Rockhead?
He's having a slow-moving day today. But he brought chocolate chip cookies for everybody.
Where is he at?
Hello, 38.
He is a dope. Oh, I see. He's still getting the information from the winner.
39.
And I said, just pick it up. And it's so funny because I walk out into the hallway and I hear him go, 50. 51.
Much better.
52.
All right, here comes.
53.
Here comes Michael Rockhead.
You're having a bad day, Rockhead?
I think I got too much sleep.
What's the problem today on the telephones? Come on, articulate it. You're on the radio. What's the problem?
They're idiots. They just...
You'll think better if you put down your lollipop.
They just have nothing to contribute. Everyone knows everything. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows everything about this world.
Everyone.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone. Okay.
Well, don't take it so personally.
No, I don't.
And keep loading up on the sugar. You know, if you keep a lollipop in your hand all day, you'll be doing all right.
And everyone that works here is a bunch of pack of wolves.
Why? Everyone here is a bunch of pack of wolves?
Yes.
Why is that, Mike?
I went to give Mike and Timmy McWilliams a cookie, uh-huh. And all of a sudden,
would you testify,
the whole world.
How many cookies did I take?
All of us.
I believe one.
I took one cookie, okay. And then I know he was descended upon because,
all
for
of a sudden,
whatever, everybody was in the mood for a chocolate chip cookie.
And of course, if Don's going to walk in the office, I'm going to offer him one. If Charlie's around,
Don never
whatever.
Takes the offer, though.
I did take one today.
You
Mike.
Took one today?
I took one today. I'm starved.
You never take Mrs. Spiewak's cookies.
I never
though.
Take any cookies, man.
Right.
I really don't. I'm so proud of the way I look.
Right.
Damn, I'm so handsome. I really am. I'm so proud to be in these jeans. I'm so happy. I'm afraid to eat anything bad.
That's
I
good.
Really am.
That's good.
I really am.
They're gone. Almost okay. Gone. Okay.
The cookies are gone.
Yeah. So, Rocket, hold on. Come out. Why are you letting the callers get you down?
No, I'm not letting them get me down. Like I said, I don't know. Just,
Too much sleep?
Too much sleep, I don't know, bad day, I guess, and so I let them get me down. Yeah.
See, that's, now I like it when I say something and it comes true. You know, you need kind of a lift today.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you're not going to get it from us, but you need a lift from somebody.
Well, I didn't expect that.
Right.
Well, don't let the listeners get you down.
No, I don't let them get me down, I'm just saying.
You know, he takes it so personally. Sometimes I go back to the producer's room, and I'll think we had a great segment, and I'm saying to Charles Broyhill, hey, you should log that for the best of. That was really a good segment. And Rockhead will say to me, hey, man, I'm sorry. I said, what are you sorry about? He goes, I'm sorry, man, those people that called, man. I'm so sorry about that. And I said, it's not your fault. I love all the people that call this show.
But sometimes a lot of times, it's not even the calls I let through. It's the people I talk to and are idiots.
People that give you a hard time. Personal attacks, a lot of personal attacks.
I don't mind that. If people swear at me, I don't care.
But they do swear at you?
Yeah.
Really? Can you give us a recreation of the numbers that you were going through when you were taking the 100th caller? Can you just create the
before pre-Mike?
Pre-me.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Ready? This is what I heard that made me actually, for one of the rare times, come in and just observe.
Lend a hand.
Yeah, lend a hand, all right?
1, 2, 3, 4...
You are so much more energetic than you were before.
Do
start with the 20s. Start with the 20s and bring it down a notch and it'll be more accurate.
21.
That's
22.
It, right there. 21.
Oh.
23. And then afterwards,
post Mike, 56, 57.
So when people curse at you.
That's better.
Oh, yeah, that better?
Why do people curse at you?
Because they have nothing to contribute and I won't put them in the air, so they'll call back and they'll F you. Hang up quick. They won't even let me talk to them, because usually I want to talk to them.
Right.
And they hang up right away.
You take it much too personally.
No,
you
don't just take that personally. If they swear, I don't take it. Come on.
I mean, the whole thing, you're taking it much too personally. You just got to just chill out, man.
That's right. Okay.
Just chill out.
Whistle a happy tune, man. Dude, you know what? Let us be your models. Look at how happy we are all the time.
You know, we're happier than he is, Mike. Come on, I know we're not happy people, but we're happier than he is. So, Mike,
don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Feed off of some of that Tim McWilliams happy energy today.
Oh, my God. Tim McWilliams. Someone gave him some laughing gas at the dentist before he came into work today.
Happy client. That's what one happy client. That's what made the day for Tim McWilliams.
I heard Tim McWilliams. I was coming to the studio. I heard him go,
Buzzy Burbank.
Yeah.
Buzzy Burbank. Rock and roll.
Yeah. He's very happy with me, too.
Yeah, he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody call in the show.
Right.
You know, just go easy on Mike Rocket. He's a very sensitive boy.
Absolutely. He's doing his best.
Okay.
He wants to talk to you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing? Are they taking calls yet? Or,
yes, yes, we are. Hello.
Excellent. Hello, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Excellent. I am calling just to say how much I appreciate the show, and that I really appreciate the Pink Floyd bumpers that you guys play.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you know, there's some of the bumper music that leads into the show. They have different...
That's done by the network. That's not even picked by us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. The network's doing a job making you happy.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Christ, I hate Pink Floyd. I'm going to have them change that.
Really? Well, I did think the Pink Floyd bumpers were done by you, and I was calling to say that I went to the Roger Waters In the Flesh tour last night in Boston, and were wondering if you were going to catch them in Baltimore.
Please. You couldn't pay me to go see Pink Floyd.
Really?
Really. I thought it'd be a good title for a porno flick. You know, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
And have it be Floyd the Barber.
Hey, I want everybody to come out and see my great new porno movie, Pink Floyd.
In the flesh.
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. What he was talking about was something the network does. If they run out of commercials and our break is running a little long,
right,
as sometimes we do because we really don't time things out real good here, they'll pad
right
with film music. Mm-hmm. And I think that they use a variety of like Genesis and Pink Floyd and
right
old bad music like that just to fill the spaces with.
And none of the board ops are allowed to have their pudding unless they eat their meat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. You know, this is the computer again now.
Yes, it is.
No.
This is a big problem with it. When the phone's shut down because the computer is not letting the calls go through. I don't know how this place is wired that all the telephone calls don't go on the air unless they first go through the computer.
Well, urine is not good for wiring.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I wanted to call to tell you were talking about how good you look and you can fit into your jeans and stuff. And went to your Las Vegas-style show up at Dinosaurs in that hot hole that you were in.
Yeah.
And my first reaction to the girl that I brought with me was how sexy you absolutely looked when you got on stage. Now, you had that whole Miami Vice Don Johnson thing going on with the tan and the slick back hair.
Here's what I want to say to you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
That is a man professing his physical attraction for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Dad. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I'm trying to get to find out if you have an address or something. I think I need to talk to Mikey Rocket.
Why do you need to talk to him?
Well, I want to get your address or your website or your web address.
We don't have a website, honey.
You know, okay. If you got anything to say, say it right now. That's the way we best communicate.
I want to send you something. I don't want to say anything.
What do you want to send us?
Come on.
Come on. What is it?
They're called, it's a gag gift.
A gag gift.
Uh-huh. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Okay, then use this address. Don and Mike, North Pole.
Oh, very funny.
It'll get here.
Hey, listen, I swear to God, lady, we have gotten letters. We have gotten letters that people have simply addressed Don and Mike, North Pole. They have made their way to us.
And frankly, around here, that's funnier than most gag gifts.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, boy, we're not going to get another rubber chicken.
or the remote control. You know, somebody sent us a remote control the other day. Right out of Spencer Gifts. It's up in the office in a box up there. It's a remote control. It's all made of shiny plastic. And it's a woman's body.
Oh.
And to get to the on-off button, you have to open up the tube top, and then you press each of the nipples. One of the nipples is on-off, and the other nipple is for... channel changing.
Very oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody said that to us. Saw this in a store, thought of you, knew you had to have it.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, want to talk to you about the dairy cow.
Yes. Oh, great. And listen, just so everybody knows, if you do send us some of that junk, we really don't throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in a big box in the office.
Right.
And a lot of times when people come down here to be on the show and to play our reindeer games,
yes,
we give them those gifts that people have sent us.
Of course.
As parting gifts. And people love them.
Hey, so we say they're brand new and never been handled.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the dairy cows.
Yes, please do, sir.
Y'all were saying that the drought doesn't hurt them. Yeah, the drought does hurt the dairy cows.
How? No, I thought you wanted to give us some cows.
I ain't got any to give you.
Well, that's not helpful. That's not helpful. Talking about dairy cows and the drought is not helpful. We need dairy cows for the milk off.
They ain't making no more milk.
Oh, yes, they are making milk.
No, this drought is hurting them.
Oh, please.
Without the weeds, without the grass, they can't eat. Don't make us any milk.
We are not going to run out of water. We are not going to run out of milk.
We are having a bad drought down here in South Carolina.
We're not going to run out of milk, and we're not going to run out of water. We're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
We're having a bad time.
I don't doubt you're having a bad time, sir, and I feel for you, but we're not going to run out of the staples of life. We're not.
Now. We are.
No, we're not.
You know, I would like to reiterate, we need calls from farmers who want to donate two cows for the afternoon.
Well, find some that aren't in the drought and that have cows making milk.
No, we've had calls from other farmers.
Okay, but listen, the point is, very seriously, I feel for you that you're going through a tough time. I don't doubt that you're having a tough time. But we are never going to run out of water, and we are never going to run out of milk. We're not.
We may never run out of it, but right now it's in a low supply.
No.
It's in high demand, low supply.
We are not going to run out of it, though.
That may be true.
That is true. That is true. We are never going to run out of milk, and we're never going to run out of water.
Well, you know, you're the radio guy. You've got to be correct.
Of course. Thank you.
That's what they said. That's what they said in the Blair Witch Project, though.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, Don. What's up?
Hey, Bondi.
Hey, on one of the Jeanine Garofalo stand-up specials on Comedy Central there when she's whining about her relationships, I remember her specifically saying, I only seem to like guys that don't like me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So maybe you got a chance with her.
Oh, sure.
Ever.
I'm telling you, there was something there today.
All right.
And she was putting me down and cussing at me and everything.
And you were digging it, and then you were giving it right back to her, and she was digging it.
Yes, she seemed to like it. She liked the abuse, the verbal abuse.
It.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, the drought's over. It's raining so hard in Fredericksburg you can't see.
All right. Thank you for the bulletin, sir.
Hey, really, it is.
No, okay. I mean it. Thank you for the bulletin.
Yeah, one thunderstorm. Go build your ark.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. And he does not get the $1.06, right, Buzz, for being the newsmaker of the week?
Absolutely not.
It's raining like hell here. It's over, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Up, you know, there was someone there. Damn this phone system. Hello?
It's the drought.
Don and Mike show?
Yes, hello. No, it's not the drought. It's Wendell.
Look at that thunderstorm. We got quarter inch of rain. We can take our bath now.
It's Wendell and Dan, our engineers.
They're up on the roof doing a rain dance.
Hello?
That's funny. I bought them the Indian headdresses.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Martin out in Las Vegas.
Yes, hi, Martin.
How you guys doing? Hey, first off, I want to say those SOBs in the Mid-East or Midwest out there don't know what a drought is, so they come live in the desert.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but that's the desert, right? Yeah. You deal with it.
No, I mean, we get hardly any rain at all.
Hold on, whoa. Just a couple of weeks ago, I saw in the news you had floods in Las Vegas.
Some icebergs from Japan.
No, you had floods in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
He hangs up.
He doesn't know
he called. He was yelling about the Midwest. Where the drought we're talking about is the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, we live on the East Coast.
And then he began to talk while Don was talking and then hung up. I'd like to say thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to get through to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello, congratulations.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
A couple weeks ago, I know this is like off the wall here, but you were going through movies with the word anus in them. And it's funny because this morning I woke up and the first thing I thought of was those... And I had a good one. It was, how about when Harry met Amos?
Ah, yes. Our friends, the crickets, have come back.
Right.
They are so parched.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, we're out of time.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.